You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Join the riot! Check it out. Football season marches on. And while your season-long fantasy team might be going nowhere fast, every week is a new shot for glory at DraftKings.com. That's right. I'm doing the ad right up front, so you have to listen to it, baby. All right? Check it out. Spoiler alert. DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That's 1 week where you can relive the fantasy draft and play this for huge cash prizes each and every week. That's amazing. Challenge your friends in like some custom league or join an existing one to play for your share of the one that's with a B, billion dollars in cash prizes that are up for grabs this year. That's $1 billion. Okay, just pick your contest, draft your players, and collect your winnings. That's it. Renew your old rivalries or create new ones by going head-to-head with your friends, colleagues, and fantasy sports players here, okay? From all over the country, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could be next, man, but only if you play. That's it. You gotta put your money where your mouth is. Play, all right? This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Kelly, okay? This is how you support the show. Use Kelly and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000 and a lifetime of bragging rights. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. What's up, everybody? We're here. I did the read up the front. Joe Listypoo came in while I was doing the read. He's looking at me very cutesy.
I hate everything. Yeah. Leave for a fucking month. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, you waited. It wasn't a month. It was minutes. Not even minutes. It was seconds.
What are you talking about? No, I haven't been here in a couple
months. Oh, you haven't been here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
it's
haven't.
Squishy. Dante's, he's too big. You can't have all this many people.
Dude,
no
you're
offense.
Not. You're not even...
squished. I'm squished.
You're not even touching him.
I know, but I'm nervous. My elbow, I got to go straight elbows all
like
day.
You don't have to go straight elbows. I'm
not moving.
Well, there you go. You go straight elbows.
Be squished.
It's like being on the fucking A-train at rush hour in this goddamn room.
You can touch my arm.
Every seat's taken.
There you go. Relax. There you go.
Right.
Yeah, but nobody's standing. That would be too many people on a podcast.
Also, what's this starting early? Usually I'm here. You start at, you say 3 and you start at 3:40. I get here early. That way I can be better than everybody. I like to feel better than everybody. Why is everybody here early? This is horse shit.
Kevin came early because we had to do a little photo shoot with Lenny. And then
I saw Lenny.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Said you guys picked on him and he left.
Well, then we don't. Oh God, Lenny.
He was a little curmudgeon when he left.
Yeah, he's. Well, here's the thing: you can't be curmudgeony and then someone calls you on it, and all of a sudden you're being picked on. Come in with a smile and say hello, and nobody fucks with you.
Who are you, my mom? Come in with a smile,
Kevin. Kevin Brennan.
Happy Thanksgiving, mom.
Kevin Brennan's in the house. We got Joe Liss.
Bobby the Bully is hosting.
I'm not the fucking bully.
You bullied.
Who did I bully?
You bullied Lenny. You just admitted it. And you, Deepu just raised his hand.
I bullied Lenny. You bullied him a little bit, but.
But
Lenny likes to get bullied. That's why he's getting married. He's a fucking idiot.
Oh, shit.
No, because he liked it kind of part-time, but now he's like, I want a full-time bully, so I'm going to get married.
What do you think? You think
it's going to be a disaster.
Lenny's marriage?
Yeah.
You're right. Come on.
First of all, he's going to have to move, and that's going to be a big problem for Lenny, because you know how Lenny is. He's very set in his ways.
Well, he's got a great apartment, though.
That's what I'm saying. For him, for a man, but not women. There's like chip paint or paint chip, whatever you, however you say it, and it's just, it's not a woman's apartment. It's a man's apartment.
Yeah, but it's got a balcony. It's
yeah,
got
but they're
it's
gonna
a doorman.
Trust me. And then as soon as they have a kid, they're going to have to move. So Lenny's going to be broke for the rest of his life.
Wow, that's
you don't want to move in New York. It's a fucking pain in the ass.
I moved.
Yeah, but you're Robert Kelly. You know what I mean?
What's Lenny? Lenny's
no,
Lenny.
You need a lot of money to have a fucking family in this goddamn town.
Yeah, well, I...
He's going to end up living in whatever, Putnam County or some shit.
Putnam, I live up... I moved up there.
All right, offense taken, but listen. It's still Putnam County. Nobody knows the zip code up there.
I actually live in Westchester.
Can you get an Uber up there? No. That's how you judge it now.
I can get an Uber because I live.
How long? How's it take an hour?
10 minutes.
All right.
90 bucks though to come to the city though.
That's not bad for me.
Yeah, with tolls and everything, that's not bad.
Forget
yeah,
about Lenny. Deepu's one election away from getting deported.
Islamophobia.
Well, we got, of course, Joe List. We got Dante Nero. We got Kelly. Yay. Fat tits.
Oh,
Pastuca.
Yeah, they're there.
God, I just want to suck
huge.
On one.
Yeah,
nice.
Delicious titty meat in there.
Forget yum. About...
A lot of titty meat exposed.
Yeah, forget
know,
about
right?
politics. Let's talk about these fucking juicy Australian titties. Fat
you
Kelly's...
Can't say, you can't say if I'm on the air, because my wife might listen, and she'd be like, well, who was the girl with the tits?
Why? She's that jealous?
Oh, she I like that you just shit like... on Lenny's
That's what I'm telling him not to do it. You can't do shit now with fucking podcasts and videos everywhere. You cops can't shoot black dudes? What the fuck is up with that?
That's
one of the
tragedy.
Perks. That's one of the perks.
Such a tragedy.
It's a perk of being a cop. You can just fucking, right? And you... With videos,
so far they've been able to pretty successfully.
No one's
with
suffering.
Cameras.
Yeah, we have no rests.
People think they're a dick, but that's it. That's the whole.
Wait till they go to jail. They're gonna find out.
Now
it's not a good move to shoot
so
a black dude.
You're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah,
said
he's
that
gonna
we should
kick
deploy
Deepu right out.
Well, Deepu's actually Hindu.
No, I'm not.
What are you?
I'm Sikh.
The fuck is that?
That's like some.
That's like,
I'm kidding.
A button
that's,
on the radio.
That's the warrior.
Hang on,
dude.
Fuck you. I will not allow you to walk over Joe's brilliant joke. What? He said it. I said, "What's Sikh?" He said, "It's a button on the radio."
That wasn't bad.
Dude, that's a great joke.
I didn't hear it.
Oh my god. We got, of course, Scopo, Lauren, and Deepu, the fucking people that make all this shit happen.
Yep.
And me, Robert Kelly. Trump is basically. But you know, he's just saying that. He doesn't fucking mean it. It's ridiculous.
He doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
First of all, he has nothing to back it up.
He's not going to be able to do it.
He's not going
to
be able
to back anything up.
Everybody wants it to happen. I was going to post on Facebook that I agree with him, but then I knew I was going to get attacked, and maybe they would come after me, and that's why you can't post anything, and that's why I want the policy in place. Because if you're afraid to fucking post something on Facebook because they'll come after you, then they should. Then fuck them. Don't let him in. We got enough. We got the Baba Ganoush. You know what I mean? And another thing I was telling Lenny before the show.
What?
What?
They don't bring nothing here except fucking Baba Ganoush. They make a couple of restaurants. They're not like the Italians or the Irish where
they got the halal carts.
They help the culture. Anyway, listen, I was telling those guys before the show.
Yeah.
They should, first of all, they should get rid of their family. Because the people in San Bernardino, get rid of the whole fucking family. Because, like I was telling Dante, if you start shit in a bar, they get rid of your whole group.
Get rid of all
these motherfuckers that, because the father didn't even know the son was like radicalized, so maybe he doesn't know his other son. So get him the fuck out. We don't need him. I gotta worry about taking a fucking PATH train. You take a fucking car to Putnam. I'm on fucking I'm on mass transit with these motherfuckers who live in Jersey City. I don't have to worry about. I bought a little screwdriver to fucking stab these motherfuckers.
You walk around with a screwdriver
in my backpack? Yeah.
What's that gonna do with a guy with an AK and a bomb?
I'll fucking stab him in the back.
Have you thought of, like, if it happens, what you're gonna do?
I deal with it all the time. Where I'm like, too soon. Like, should I grab the guy if anybody's acting weird and he smells at all? I'm like, let's do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but every guy before him was white that did it.
No, you know
what I mean?
What?
No.
Not after Paris. Not 9/11 after Paris.
Was white people. Yeah. 9/11 was white people.
Yeah, but white guy shot.
9/11 wasn't white people.
First, white people.
A white guy shot up a church. Shot up people in a movie theater. Shot up babies in a
school.
No, stop.
We're talking about Paris.
You're talking about two different things. You're talking about. Oh, fuck me. Because I hit the fucking thing. Hang on one
second. Did we lose a Sikh joke?
You got everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fuck it.
Sikh, you have Sikh?
You're good, right?
Yeah. Sikh is in there.
Here's the deal.
Still a great joke.
Here's the deal.
Sikh in there. So great.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly,
still...
No. Kelly, here's the deal, yeah. Okay? Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Two different things.
Yeah.
You're talking about mentally ill people going in and killing people, and then you're talking about terrorists under a religion who are trying to eliminate the infidels. Okay,
yeah.
They will never stop. They're not like mentally ill. They're doing it because they have a cause. Okay, and you're talking about random mentally ill people getting a gun and fucking killing people, going into a movie theater or going into a church. They're crazy. They
or
didn't
a
take
podcast
their
yeah,
video.
But she's not talking about that. She's talking about the profiling. Is if you're gonna profile every Muslim, then shouldn't you profile white dudes with beards
on
who blow
cut.
Up church? Then you should do the same thing.
Yeah, you
thing.
Can do that, but definitely profile Muslims because they're going to heaven. They think they're going
but
to
I
heaven.
I don't disagree.
And they love the attention off of Paris and off of this. It's going to happen soon.
Yeah, but they're all nationalists as well. They're all people that were born in that country. So how do you define?
You
who?
Tag them. You tag them like they're fucking animals.
Like a shark ball?
Oh, huh?
Well, like a tag?
No, like a fucking like you would tag like
on
like
Facebook.
A
cow.
Yeah,
like, like you would tag it like a wild animal in the wild that you're trying to track, and you just tag them.
But who is that?
That's you.
Where's my phone?
Right here.
Oh. You're the worst host ever.
The FBI.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Shut it down.
Whose fucking phone is that? Oh, it's the host phone.
Colin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have. You're live on the air. Well, you know what, dude? We're Kevin Brennan, Joe List, Dante Nero, Kelly Festuca, Deepu Scopo. I have way too many people. I'm never having this many people on the show again.
Welcome back, Kelly.
Oh, hi, Colin. Thank you so much.
We're talking about the Donald Trump and how he said he should stop all the people and get them all out of the country and not let any more in. And Kevin Brennan agrees. Kelly Festuca doesn't.
I don't care what you're talking about. All I know is the ghoulie. That word said that many times. I've listened to it three times. It ruined my whole day. It's only been an hour and a half, and it's already ruined my day.
If Colin Quinn, when I call him, if he doesn't answer the phone, I leave a message, and there's my kid's song, Ram Sam Sam, Ram Sam Sam, Ghoulie 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 Ghoulie, Ram Sam Sam, Orachi Orachi, Ghoulie 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 Ghoulie, Ram Sam Sam. I do the whole song.
Sounds like a Muslim song.
The rest of the song. I can totally
I've never heard
tolerate. Ghoulie, 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 hearing ghoulie that many times in a row, it just gives you like a douche chill, like nothing else.
Hi, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good show.
Hi, buddy.
That's like when Bob Hope used to drop by Letterman. Hey, it's Colin Quinn on the phone. The host forgot to fucking shut off his phone.
Oh, yeah, let me shut that off.
I don't know. The best guest just called in. Let me leave it on.
He hangs up on him.
I gotta hope for a Gullman.
I mean, last night when I heard what Trump said, I was with a friend of mine and we were talking about it and. I was a little heated. Like,
he's
yeah,
gonna win. He's gonna win because of it. He's gonna win.
I don't think he's gonna win
he's
at
gonna
all.
Win.
No,
I'll
because
bet
they're
you,
turn,
I'll bet you right now.
Everybody's turning on him. And this is funny too. CNN would do an interviews after the his speech because you get a standing ovation.
Yeah.
When he said that, they stood up and gave him a standing.
Could
up.
You split up the eye contact? What and, the fuck? I feel like I'm getting yelled at. Move it around a little bit, Jesus.
I can't fucking do anything right with you.
He's got a stare down like we're from the old west.
I'm talking to you. First of all, the reason why I'm looking at you, the camera's here, so I want this
oh,
my
I
good
see.
Look. Okay.
It's clear that I'm the most intelligent on the panel, but still, I mean, just fake it.
Well, I think it's funny that the people they get the interview, they don't get anybody. You know, they get well. I think he's right. They all have this accent. Mm. And it's like, fuck you, dude.
That's who supports him, though. And that's who America is.
Not everybody. Yeah. That is not true. I got pulled over by an Indian cop, and he was like, you better vote for Trump. We were having
what?
I swear to God.
What's up, Deepu's name?
Hmm? Yeah.
Where did he pull you over? And where you live?
Over by Levity, you know, on that highway. 80, oh, yeah. What is that, 87?
That's 86. A good highway.
87, yeah. So, I mean, dude, people are getting...
No, he's going to win. He's going to win.
He's not going to win because he's not going to get the moderate. You got to be, in order to win the nomination, you have to be 1 degree worse than the most right, and in order to get the Democratic,
who's going
to
win? Who's going to win?
Cruz.
I think Hillary's going to win.
No,
the whole thing.
Win.
Well, yeah. Who's going to win the Republican? Who's going
to? Cruz will no way win.
I think Trump could win the nomination.
And if he wins a nomination for Republican, he'll definitely win because he'll destroy Hillary in a debate. Yeah, he'll bring up all the dirt because that's what he's doing.
Hillary just said that she will not call them Muslims terrorists. She's her and Obama, both.
Yeah. Why does he call it ISIL?
Because he's an idiot.
He's an
pick
asshole.
One. Pick
I don't
one.
Know why he does that.
Yeah, it's fucking ISIS.
ISIL. Because you can say it's actually ISIL or ISIS. You can say either one.
Yeah, but pick one.
Yeah, but he always picks
ISIS.
The other one.
I know. So that's why people are sick of him.
Well, it's the same with the
I'm
Taliban.
I voted for him twice. I'm sick of him.
Yeah, but he calls us the Taliban. Remember, he used to say Taliban instead of Taliban?
Hey,
yeah.
Mr. Taliban.
I voted for Obama twice.
Me too, but I wouldn't. I'm voting for Trump this time.
You're voting for Trump?
Yep, absolutely.
Who are you voting
for? I'll take any bet that he'll win.
I'm wearing a Bernie Sanders t-shirt under here. I'm a Bernie
Sanders.
Sanders
is a fucking joke.
Yeah.
But he's got.
What?
He's not a joke, but he's not going to win the nomination.
And all the Bernie Sanders supporters think they're all they're doing is hurting Hillary. So that's why Hillary won't win.
They're not hurting Hillary. They're pulling Hillary left.
No, and that's going to be bad for Hillary, and it's going to be bad for the party, and it's going to be bad in the general.
Both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have screwed up the system because Bernie is so far left and Trump is so far right. So usually what you would have is you'd have the candidates would go that you just have to be 1 degree more left than the most left and 1 degree left of the most right. And then when you go to the election, you can go back moderate. Both Trump and Bernie Sanders is taking Hillary too far left and making everybody else go too far right. So it's going to be a bloodbath when they come back to the because you still have to get the moderate people in the middle.
What's a baff? All Trump has to say is,
I don't know where did I say that?
I'm kidding, dude. Oh, it was a joke. You fucking. What are you? We comics?
It's a thing. It's a thing you fill with water, and then you get in, and all the water spills out.
I just like that.
All Trump has to say is Muslims. All Trump has to say is Muslims are bad, and women can still get abortions, and then he'll win.
But Trump just lost all the Muslim votes. There's a ton of Muslim votes in this country, so the Republicans just lost those. They've already lost
that
Latino.
And the Latino. He's going to lose
the Latino
vote.
And the Muslims. That's two big groups.
Can't beat.
But the Latinos don't like the Muslims, so they're going to. The Latinos. Are
yeah,
gonna
but they're not going to have to like the Muslims if they all get deported. So it doesn't matter. So he's
Trump
trying to
win.
All
they're
the,
not
all
getting
the
deported.
Latinos.
They're just not going to be able to come in. That's what he wants.
Yeah. No, he wants to kick the other ones, the ones that are here, illegals out of here.
No, but
too.
First you got to stop the new ones from coming in. You know what I mean? Like if there's a problem, you stop the new ones, and then you start to figure out. That's why
he's not
going to
do that.
No, he said no new ones until we figure out what's going on.
We should do that with comedians. No more new comics, and then we kick out half this room, and then we work.
I like
there.
That policy.
Yeah.
No new comedians. Moratorium.
Yeah. It's enough.
All the new ones are so great. According to their Facebook postings, they all fucking killed. Nobody bombs on Facebook. I noticed that. They all kill.
Well, now killing and on social media, going to comedy now, people just use the term killing just means doing comedy.
Yeah.
Here's Bob killing. Here's Dave killing. You never
know.
They
do it at every show when there's like four people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, oh, packed house. It's like, no, I was
right.
There. Was
no one's ever
people.
Like, Chris Scopo doing comedy. It's always Scopo is killing.
But it's an illusion, though. Every club and every place is creating a fucking illusion because you're never going to know unless you were there. I mean, what are they going to do? Show you?
I was there. I was there. Joe List ate his balls last night.
I ate my balls last night. I hate that club.
Where?
They hit me at 10 at Stand Up New York. The Cellar's doing amazing stuff. The Stand is great. And all these other clubs are at embarrassing
points.
I did fine.
They're
embarrassing.
You ate your balls.
They light me at 9.5 minutes. I go, what are you doing lighting me at 9? And he goes, well, DeBono got here late, so we started late. Well, fucking cut his time.
Why would they cut your time?
Because they had to get back on time. So they don't tell you. It's one thing if they're like, we're running behind, so you're doing 10. I can shuffle some stuff around. Because some of us are trying to work new material and be fucking comedians here. So I get cut.
Wow.
The 9 minutes weren't
great. No, I was talking about him.
Oh.
How many people were there? Like 14?
They get the worst crowd.
56.
Yeah, but they still get the worst crowds. They're all foreigners, and they're terrible.
Yeah, but I think that comedy. I think comedy now. I think the people aren't. They're not in reality. Like, look, I worked this weekend, and I had the middle guy. God, he walked in, nice enough guy, but the first words out of his mouth, I was like, "What are you doing?" I go, what are you doing? He goes, looking at your sexy face.
Oh, my God.
And I go, we're already... I was like, we're already off to a bad start. This is terrible.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
And he goes, what are you doing? I go, listening to your corny shit. This is just awful.
Well, who starts a conversation with, what are you doing?
I go, what are you doing, man?
How are you doing?
I said,
why don't you bring your own feature? Why don't you bring your own feature?
Because I'm not that... I tried to bring Stavros, but he was already working somewhere else. And then I tried to get somebody else, but the guy was like, look, somebody's already booked. So I don't want to... I don't want to take away somebody's fucking rent money or whatever they're doing with that. So I'm like, all right, cool. If I don't plan it far enough out, then I don't do it. I kind of just forgot about it. And then I had... So when they're bringing me up, the guy would bring me right on, right after him. Everybody... He's a funny guy. Both the acts were funny. I'm not going to take that away from him. They were funny. But then the guy... all these people go to the bathroom. So I said, do 2 minutes in between me and that. So he actually said to the owner, he goes, I guess he can't follow my heat.
Wow.
Whoa,
I guess I'm bringing the heat because he's got to have
the
what?
The feature just, said that?
Yeah, he said it to the owner.
Just say his name, please, because he sounds like a real fucking cunt.
We can look it up.
Then he goes, then he goes, because he's got to reset the room with him, have what's his name go up and reset the room after me. I'm like, are you?
What?
There's no
I
heat.
I would have. Beat the shit out of him.
It was not.
I would have lost the fight, but I would have still beat the. I would have like.
He was a big guy.
I don't care.
What a shithead.
Also, resetting the room is nice.
No, you're supposed to. You're supposed to reset the fucking room.
Yeah, but it's not even reset. I don't. I like going up right after, but people will go in the bathroom. So as I was coming on, I was bumping into people, like coming out to pee.
Yeah, it's unprofessional.
They were like,
it's unprofessional.
You know, so yeah. So
it's unprofessional to bring the headliner up while everyone's moving. It's just dumb.
Exactly.
If you're a feature, you have to understand it.
Features are all fucking assholes anyway.
If they paid $25 to see you, none of that $25 is for the feature.
They're paying for the show, but there's a problem with features. Features have the easiest spot because they follow an MC who sucks. They don't have check spots. They don't have last calls.
They
have the easiest part of the show, and then they kill or they do well, and they think, oh, the headliner couldn't follow me. It's like, okay, you follow the headliner. Let the headliner feature, and then you follow him.
Right.
And you lose half your act because half your act probably sucks. And it only does well because the MC is so bad that your shit looks funny.
It's easy to do 25 hot minutes when the headliner has to do
plus
a hot
when you follow
hour.
A shit MC, when you follow a horrible
and
MC.
And there's no expectations. Nobody in that audience is there to see you. They're there to see the headliner.
But here's the thing, too, is all middlers, not all of them, but some of them are like, yeah, I usually headline. I'm usually a headliner. I'm going to say this. If you're middling at a comedy club,
you're not a
middler. Headliner, you're not a headliner. You're a middler. Headliners do not middle at comedy clubs.
Right.
Okay? That's it. I never middle for anybody at a fucking club. If you're middling at a comedy club, you are a middler. It doesn't matter if you headline every other week. You're a fucking middler.
But that's also part of the Facebook, like Twitter, like I'm killing, I'm great, I'm branding myself. Everyone's delusional, like they're all fucking great.
But everyone does well on Facebook, even if it's not comedy. Even people's lives are better. It's all
you're
fake.
Right. You're right.
You know, you're never going to open up and let Kev open for you. Because Kev, he's never going to open for you. So if you're an opener, you're an opener. You're a feature. No, I'm saying that's.
I'm going to rob her middle for me.
What I'm saying is, you get guys who are middles and they're like, oh, I had. No, you don't. Because if the minute you're middling and you're putting that much heat on the headliner, you're no longer middling.
You're a headliner. But here, you know why Kevin will never middle for me? Because he's headlining. Headlining somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, even if when you hit the level where you start to put heat on the headliner, you will no longer middle. A headliner won't let you middle.
Right.
So how are these guys middling if they're so...
Really quick. Did you get that bracelet off of a dog?
It's a bike chain.
Off of Mike Tyson's pit bull.
I am so sick of Dante peacocking. Makes me sick. Yeah, whatever that dumb book he read. You got to let people know you're in the room. Wear something bright.
Yeah, you know, that sounds just like me. Every time you do that, impressionists feel like there's two of us. The four in the room. I sound just like that.
I think Jeff Leach had a chapter in that too, right?
What's that? Peacocking? Yeah, I like Jeff
with his belt.
I do like Jeff. What? I don't mind peacocking.
What's peacocking
like.
Again?
That means when you wear bright. Exactly. Look at all the shit in him. When he walks in a room, you notice him because he actually has a fucking silver
style
goat head on his knuckle.
Because it's shiny. Size. It's shiny. How do you not notice a shiny thing?
It's a goat like head.
Is that the sound from True Detective?
Wow, you really fucking just... Wow.
What was that? Season even... one when they made that
cross? Do you
cross?
Fucking think about it?
Like, yeah. I thought about it.
You should get... I want a pad of paper in front of Scobo.
So he works it out?
I want you to write it down, give it to everybody in the room,
and then
get
say it.
You need four checks to say anything on the show.
Tongues out
and then on
riding.
Facebook, he'll say he killed. I fucking crushed it on the
packed
podcast.
Audience. Yeah.
Packed. You know those guys, those features that say that to you, Bobby? I blame women because it says... There was one chick.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm on there. I don't even have to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, I blame women because there was one time that guy did okay, and some chick in the audience is like, you know what I mean? Like,
you should be headlining.
Yeah, but then some girls sucked his dick when he thought he was did well one time, and now he thinks he's great because, you know, comedy gets him pussy, and he might not be that great.
Go ahead.
There are middle acts that fucking kill and could headline, and maybe even should headline, but it's tough to get headlining work. I middled for fucking 13 years because there's no other way to take
work. You weren't as good as you were now.
I wasn't, but I was crushing.
You weren't crushing. You worked for me. You did media.
Oh, Facebook.
You did media. I did 1 week with you years ago.
Thoroughly disappointed.
All right.
But now, you're a fucking headliner now. Joe is becoming, you're transitioning to where you're not going to be fucking
And nobody's
going to
let you do it.
I'm middle for you at the theater because you gave me a bunch of money.
When you get that, when you're at that skill set, nobody's going to let you middle.
Yeah. At a club. You can middle at a theater. You can middle at... I middle at an arena or a theater on a big show. That's fine. I'm talking about at a comedy club.
They're not going to let you do it.
If you're middling at a comedy club, you're not a fucking headliner. Yeah.
So these guys are all full of shit. They're all just trying to peacock. Thanks, Lauren.
I think what Kelly said is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard
in
my life.
No, it's not.
Literally, some weird girl that doesn't exist
that
walked up with
somebody's
dick.
You should have
no idea. I can see guys who are in comedy for 2 years, and then like that one time some girl gave them a little something, and now they think
that
they're amazing on stage.
That never happened.
Bullshit. I see it all the time.
You know who I blame? I blame the other comics.
Kelly, you look great.
Because
hey, baby.
In New York, I believe we keep each other in check. You know what I mean? Actually becoming better comics. We do. We all fucking confront each other with shit.
Sometimes.
Well, you don't. You do.
Yeah, you know I do.
Look, I like Will.
Oh, boy.
Cheating bastard.
Hey, that's
fucking
his,
joke thief.
That's his lamp over
I
there,
I don't
first
give
of
a
all.
Fuck.
Who?
The fucking joke thief.
Who? Who's
and
a
you,
joke thief?
He's called and Will. And you coddle him like it's okay.
Will who?
Will Sylvance.
He's a thief? 90% of everything he's ever said is stolen. 90.
Oof. You're crazy.
I've only understood 10% of what he said.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
First of all, when you get mad like this, it reminds me of my real father.
Okay? I'm sorry. I love you.
Wait, have you ever confronted Will?
Yeah.
And what's
all
he
the
say?
Time.
What's he
Never.
Say?
All the time.
But he tells me people are thieves.
He's the fucking thief.
He tells me so and so stealing Patrice's bit. And
who's
so and so?
He steals everything.
Yeah, don't say.
He said it off the air. I don't. I'm.
No, don't say it off the air.
No, the guy could beat me up. So if it's a woman, I'll say. I'm gonna get my ass kicked for a fucking
everything.
Podcast.
I mean, look, man.
He does Ellen DeGeneres' joke.
What's but that?
The whole airport thing, moving the chair forward and all that. Only moving the chair an inch and them not waking you up because you.
But a lot of guys do that.
Is that is it hack or is
Ellen
it Ellen?
Did it when. A long time ago. She did it on TV as one of her specials. But that doesn't matter. He took Marina's punchline.
Did he make it funny?
No. No, but he took anytime I'm on here and I'm talking about, anytime I'm anywhere and I'm talking about Will stealing, somebody always comes to me and says, yeah, you know, I seen him the other day. He's stealing. I always see him stealing. He's always stealing. And then when he's everybody acts like it's not happening.
Well, he's got a nice body. He can box and he's got a huge dick. We're afraid of his dick.
Maybe he's just sampling like rappers do. He's sampling Ellen DeGeneres.
No, it's verbatim.
Oh, so those Muslims, huh? Oh, boy.
Look, man.
Yeah, I can't believe you're calling him out like this, but you're a big dude. So you call out anybody.
Because it's fucking, because I don't like the fact that everybody's coddling it like it's
not
happening.
I don't coddle Will. Whenever I trash him every time I can when he MCs, because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he said, but I think he said my name, so here I am.
Well, I would like to see you get him on the show.
He'd never do it.
Why not?
Because he knows that I know he steals.
So have you ever tried?
How would he? Will, if you're out there, let's do it.
Hang on a second. He's right outside.
Bring him in.
Hang on a second. These microphones work.
All right.
No need to scream at them.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're not at a fucking rap battle.
Because you always shut me up every time I shut.
All right. I'm not shutting you up.
Not this time, but
I'm letting you fucking talk.
All right. You usually shut me up.
I just don't want you to break my microphone.
I'm not breaking
your. All right. With your black MC voice. Yo, Will, this time. What's up, yo?
That sounds good, though. I like that.
Fucking thief.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, boy, huh?
Deepu.
Deepu, yeah.
Deport.
You got a question?
When was the last time you heard Will tell a joke that you know was stolen?
Earlier this year.
Really?
He won't do it in front of me, because if I'm in the audience, I'll sit in the front, and it takes him usually a minute and a half to start, because he has to figure out.
What shitty club?
What if he doesn't notice you?
that's true. I am inconspicuous.
Yeah, what shitty club that you can just walk in and sit in front?
All peacock.
All of them. Yeah. I don't know.
You can't do that to sell it.
No,
they wouldn't even let you in.
No. Yeah, I always go there.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh boy!
I saw Will Knitting Factory. This
Kelly's
morning.
Losing her mind.
Bobby's coddling thieves.
I'm not coddling thieves. First of all, don't make it plural, fuckface. Okay, you've been accused of fucking stealing too.
I've never been accused of stealing.
Yeah, you have.
No,
Patrice,
I have not.
Fucking you and Patrice,
Patrice
had problems.
Patrice never said I stole anything.
I've
never said it
to you.
Well, I've asked him, and so if you can't, if you ain't mad enough, if I ask,
if you take my joke, I'm gonna let you have it.
I'm just gonna never let you said I stole. Anything, but never.
But I got some bad news about Patrice.
You asked him, like, oh, God.
Never said that. Might have said that there was an essence of the fact that because I was around him.
Same shit.
And it's not the same shit.
Yeah, but that's not
the same shit?
Well, it's not.
Is that the same shit?
Are you going to fucking do your weird pimp shit with me?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
doesn't work?
It did work. You shut up twice.
Chick?
Shut up twice.
Well, I shut up because I'm scared. Yeah. Not because you psychologically pimp me.
Whatever you're doing is working on me. I am horrified. Up, this sucks.
Yeah, bring it down. All right, this is.
I'm scaring Joe.
But the essence, look, the essence, the joke, there's a difference between a premise, an actual stealing of an exact joke, the essence of somebody. These things exist all over. Okay, Dane accused Steve Byrne of stealing his essence.
I agree.
And a bunch of other fucking guys of something that he thinks he created, a certain energy on stage that he projects, and then a younger guy comes up and takes that energy and adds his own flavor to it. Okay,
which is all of art, by the way.
Well,
it's just some form of doing something that came before. People's thumbprints are all over.
I agree. I'm explaining what I mean by that.
I understand that.
Right.
And what I'm saying to you is, Will Sylvans stole jokes verbatim from people that he saw and did them on stage several times throughout the course of all the years that I've known him since 1992 when I met Will.
Can I say something else? I've actually talked to him about this. And he's explained, and I've talked to you about shit too.
Okay,
I've called you up and said, "This is the deal.
Yeah.
Explain this to me," because people said this, and you said, "Okay, here's the deal," and it made sense to me. I called Will up and talked to him, and he made sense to me.
Okay.
Okay. So as far as I don't have, first of all, number one, I don't have time in my life to go review Will and fucking quarter and make notes and then come back and be like, you know what, you were right. I have too much shit to do.
I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying
don't
is,
don't say I caught him, motherfuckers. Will is my friend, okay, for a long time. He's a we're in a crew together. You, me, Keith, Norton, Voss. We're all in the same thing, okay?
Right.
So
okay.
As far as him, I'm not coddling him, but I've talked to him about it, and like I talked to you about it, it made sense. So your beef with him is your beef. If you want to take it on your show or take it up in front of him, and then I can find out and see what the fuck he says to you personally. Maybe he says something different to you. But as far as I go, I talk to him about it. So I'm not coddling anybody. I don't fucking coddle people.
Okay.
I don't have time in my life to coddle anybody. But I'm not going to go and fucking investigate and accuse somebody.
But you also don't watch. You also don't watch other comics, and you're not watching comics. And what I'm saying to you,
right.
What I'm saying,
you're a thief.
I'm saying to you that I have seen him directly,
okay.
Verbatim,
okay.
Steal jokes.
I have not.
That there is no. There's no it sounded
look,
right or nothing.
I'm not going to accuse him of anything because he gave me that lamp over there.
Okay. Fair enough.
And if I accuse
that's
him,
a
he,
nice
might
lamp.
He might come back and take that lamp.
Fair enough.
All right?
Fair enough.
And I like that lamp
okay.
now.
Did he steal a lamp? Did he steal it?
Yeah, from a Duran Duran video.
I heard he's a fucking thief.
No, it's a bust of his cock.
Bust of his cock.
He's got a big dick. And pointing, evidently.
It's funny, too.
That was a stretch.
Just to switch topics here for a second, I just want to say thank you to everybody who on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media, and friends, all my friends who reached out to me about my dog Kelby dying.
Mm. I did.
I'm sorry about that, bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a bad time. I was trying to do the gag where. Go on about your dogs.
He's dead. He passed away. Yeah.
How old was your dog?
He was 22.
No,
I'm kidding.
Right? You have more than one dog, right?
He was 15.
You have one dog?
I have two dogs. Yeah. You got Kelby.
Now he has one dog.
What? Mm. Wow.
Jesus Christ, Gobo. Come on.
God damn it.
Come on. I'm just blown away. I didn't know he knows arithmetic. That was impressive.
Yeah, you should have gave that one to Kevin. me and Dawn got Kelby when we first started living together in L.A.
But how old's 15? Like 100 or 80?
I don't know. What is the math on
seven
that?
7 years
105.
Per year.
What is it?
15, 30, 40.
85.
105.
But I've heard it's not actually, like, just each year is 7 years, because it starts to, like, the middle year. It's not a perfect science.
I think after 10, it doubles.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Nah, it's like 105.
It was anyway. An algorithm.
Yeah, we got him. I think, you know, there's always that point of your relationship where you want something else to connect you. And he kind of was that thing. Like, you know, when living together isn't enough, you need like a kid or a dog.
Or anal.
Or anal.
I'll always have anal.
I've never done anal.
What?
Really? With
never.
My wife.
Oh.
Really?
She done it, yeah?
I fucked his Italian broad in Boston all the time in the ass.
In the butt.
Italian broad.
So we got him. What are you doing?
I'm retweeting your thing.
Well, we don't need you to retweet it.
They're listening. I want them to
phone
listen.
Is fucking.
Yeah. Can we get through the sad dog thing so we can get into the anal?
Well, he's. He brings up his peacock fists. And I'm fucking mesmerized by his peacock.
Shiny! You can't see.
Fucking Christ.
A blinding light.
I don't know if enough people have an idea of what the presence of Dante is like in the room. Because they might just be listening and they don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, it's hard to fucking be yourself because I want to just go Will's and ask. I literally want to erase Will's phone number. In my phone in front of Dante, so he'll stop yelling at me. But I have to.
I love you, Bobby. I love you.
When I was talking to him, my toenails were curled into the floor. That's how scared
Dante,
I was.
Dante, when was the last time you beat somebody up for real? Like you
Tuesday.
Physically?
It's been a while. Maybe I don't know.
Now, people like you got to be careful because you could be a crime. You know, I get in a fight. They're like, all right, break it up, you nerd.
Somebody.
You could fucking kill
somebody.
He's a
deadly
weapon. But if I've hit, it's last year I choked some dude at Stand-Up New York.
Oh, why? Nelly.
Because he wasn't laughing?
No, he came in.
He lit you early?
Why are you laughing?
It's uncanny.
I know.
That impression is uncanny.
It's my favorite impression. It's the worst. It's the best.
The show was over, and it was like a bunch of people from, there's always a bunch of foreigners up there. And this guy walks in, and he goes, everybody, go back inside. None of these motherfuckers are funny. I'm doing comedy. And everybody was outside, like they were in the bar area just not leaving. Because this black dude, he was all strung out on drugs.
Yeah.
And he goes, everybody go back in, and they don't know what to do. And I go, yo, get the fuck out the club. And the guy goes, he's like, he goes, what? What? And then he starts taking his jacket off.
Well, right?
Yeah.
So I have alligator shoes on and I have my blue fur coat on.
Of course you did.
Jesus.
And
he probably thought he was fucking tripping harder than he was.
Am I in the 70s? I'm getting my ass kicked by a pimp.
I said, I'm going to smack you in your fucking mouth. And he goes, oh, and he starts taking his jacket off.
Maybe he was hot.
No, he was trying. He was like ready to, like he was ready to go.
Maybe you made him nervous and he was getting hot. He was like, what? Why am I hot? Why?
And I kind of like mushed him and I pushed his head back and I spun him and had him on the ground. Oh, and man. Then I put him in a choke. Well, not really a choke hold, but like a, what do you call it, a neck crank?
Oh, God.
So you put your forearm across his chin and you crank the neck backwards.
Oh, yeah, I call it the end of the fight. That's when I go, ow, 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 ow.
And he's going, he's you know, I'm cranking it farther and further until he's almost looking at me, right?
You snap
and then he goes like this, I give up, right? I give up. Yeah. And then I whisper in his ear, you can't give up. I'm going to break your neck, right? And he starts frantically doing
stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop, because I don't want to have to fucking submit this to a court case someday. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
Because I was in my fur coat, and he made me fight him in my fur coat.
And everybody was watching and everything?
Yeah. Gabe and them filmed it.
Oh, my God.
They filmed it,
do they have the audio?
No. And the guy starts frantic, and then they filmed it, and then the guy, I finally, like, you know.
He's trying
to
show.
So the guy was like, he's frantic, because I said, I'm going to break your neck, and you can't give up. And he starts, like, squirming around on the ground, and I go, after a while, I let him up.
Yeah.
And then Gabe and him had filmed it, and so, but the reason why, I've never been arrested, which is pretty amazing. Because I've done a lot.
Never say never.
Well, I think I'm...
Well done, Tay.
Yeah, right. Well, so once it happened, they were like, well, they called the cops. I jumped in a cab and I left. I left my car, everything. I run like a scared white woman when they call the cops.
Right.
That's why I've never been arrested.
Right.
And then I came back and got my car, but then I heard that they had filmed it.
Yeah.
And I called Gabe, his friend had filmed it, and I made his friend delete the video.
You put him in a headlock and go, I'm going to snap.
No, but once I told him to delete it, he deleted it.
Of course he did.
And
where were they filming it? To promote the club?
No, like knowing.
What are the time the customers have?
Just not knowing that you could have me arrested for assault by videotaping it.
Jesus.
And then they erased it.
All right, so.
Then I ran into a guy in a Modell's, and he was like sober, and he was like, dude, you know, you broke my thumbs when you did. And I was like, oh, no, it wasn't me, right? And he goes, no, you broke both my thumbs. And I was like,
how'd you break his thumbs?
I don't know. Just
terrifying.
Yeah, Kelby's dead. And I know we digressed there a little bit, but Jesus Christ.
Who's Kelby?
My dog.
I thought that was the thumb guy.
My dog Kelby.
Oh, right.
Which is my last name,
like, and Kelby. Oh, Kelby.
My last name and Weatherby. Kelby, Kelly and Weatherby. Kelby. Dude, fuck you. what are you supposed to name a dog? Ted?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Ted's a good name.
So, yeah, he was 15. Here's the greatest part, though. He had cancer. We had a tumor. I was panicking, you know, because this thing could cost thousands and thousands of dollars. I know people that put their dog through chemo and all this, and it's fucking devastating.
Can you get doggy insurance?
Yeah. You can, but it doesn't cover. I didn't have it, but it only covers certain things. So, anyways, The first vet, I actually questioned it. I was like, let's just see. If I had had the tumor removed, he would have died because he was so old. The second vet was like, if you put him under anesthesia, he would have died. He probably would have died. He had a good chance of dying. So I'm glad I didn't do that. And then we were like, okay, he had stomach issues. Let's deal with the stomach issues. And then we'll try to remove the tumor in a different way without putting him under. And it was going to cost a lot of money, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I told my wife, we'll do it. And then I came home from Canada, and I was like, he's going. Mm. He lost a lot of weight. Mm. But I was, after my last show in Baltimore, I was a little shitty this weekend, too, because of this, you know. I was a little short, you know, whatever. But I drove home right after the show. I got home around 3 in the morning, went in. He was in the bed with my wife, very tired. He opened his eyes. I gave him a little kiss, a little love. Mm. She went back to sleep. I slept on the couch. And then around 5 o'clock in the morning, she came out and she goes, he's gone. Mm. So he fell asleep in bed with my wife. Mm. And then I went out in the backyard and I buried him in the backyard. But,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you put so much effort into that lawn. You're trying to be funny. You had to fucking. I mean, you love that lawn.
But isn't it good for
Joe?
Isn't it good for the grass to put dead people in your?
Oh, this is the dog, Kevin.
No, but dead animals.
Bobby, I had a puppy.
What was its name?
Canic Ether.
Are you fucking with me? Ether?
Ether.
That's not even a name. That's a thing.
It's a dog's name.
No, it's not. Ether is what you use to make something.
Yeah. Freebase. You know about that.
It's it's the day Jesus rose.
Yeah, if you have a speech about it.
Ether. Will Silvins. He does a bit about
it. Haitian ether.
Ether Sunday.
That's an Ellen bit. What? She did that.
I had a Caney Corso went a year and got lymphatic cancer, and I had to put it down. Now, would you prefer to have a dog at a puppy at a year and have cancer, or a dog like 10, 12 years and then...
10 or 12 years. Why? What a year. Yeah. Dude, I had my dog for 15 years. He was great up until the last month.
Yeah.
The last month, he just got skinny and got slower. Mm. Mm. And then he passed away in his sleep.
Yeah.
We had scheduled the next day to bring him to the vet and put him down.
Oh, you were going
to put him down. Which me and my wife, we're gonna drop Max off over at the Dorman's and take him to the vet. And that, I wasn't looking forward to that because I don't want to see... I don't want to be the one taking the life out of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he went in his sleep, man.
He waited for you to get home, dude.
Yeah.
He waited for you. And saw you at home, and he's like, no.
Every fucking night he slept next to Dawn.
Uh-uh.
Every single night. Uh-huh. And he would sleep in my spot and just fart. And every night I'd have to go in, and he would look at me like, fuck you, move me. And I'd have to move him. I'd have to pick him up. And then I'd smell. And soon I actually woke up one night, his asshole was in my eye. And I saw it open.
The good eye?
And go, it went in my eye. My eye dried up.
That's a payback for the baby.
So fucking mad. But, and then, it was kind of, I don't even know if I shouldn't even talk about this. Forget it.
Wow.
I'm going to do this because I think that. Someone, if this happens to somebody, I want them to know that it's, first of all, it's okay. But second of all, I want them to know what to do. Because I took the dog and he was in wee-wee pads and there was a little poop in a blanket. I took him, I just put him in the blanket and I had a plastic container that I put him in. And I kind of put him in there and I was all fucked up. I was in shock.
Mm.
And I took him outside and I dug a hole and I duct taped the thing and I put him in there. And then my wife, and I buried him, and I put a rock. And my wife was like, did you put a toy in with him? I was like, no. She's like, did you shut his eyes? I was like, no. She goes, did you bury him with the wee-wee pads? With this? I go, I like, I fucked up. Like, I just didn't know. I was like, let me just get this done before the kid wakes up. So last night I went and...
dug it back up.
I dug him back up, which was...
To put a toy in there?
Hang on.
Holy fuck. Yeah, Lenny wants to get married after this story about your wife? Holy fuck. You can't do anything right. You're going to bury your dog. Nothing you do is going to bring your dog back. If you bring a fucking toy or you give him a fucking a cotton candy.
You just took
nothing.
A dog away. You took a whatever. I fucked up.
So. Yikes. Should bury him with a flat tire.
Give me. Day poop. You took a toy away from Diva, I meant to say.
No, it was actually Kelby's toy. So
Chris just wanted to let everyone know that he knows the name of your other dog.
I just fucked up.
I did good.
My friend Joe came over and helped me. I dug him back up.
No problem. I was happy.
You know, I don't know if you should tell the story. You know, it's illegal to bury a dog.
It's not.
No,
it's not.
Not in Putnam.
Every animal I have is buried in my mother's backyard.
It's not illegal. That's you just made that up.
Also, like the illegal cops listening to this.
It's illegal in the city.
Okay.
But I live in the country. But anyways, I dug them back up, and it was rough because I actually didn't know how deep it was, so I went through the fucking and I chopped them in half. I'm kidding.
What do you like, Henry? The leg of the wing.
Yeah, what the fuck? You want the leg of the wing, Henry?
No.
I hit a skunk.
I dug it up. I dug him up, and he was fine. Actually, he didn't smell. He was fine. I took out everything. I swaddled him in a beautiful blanket. I put his favorite toy between his legs. I shut one of the eyes.
It's a vibrator?
What are the eyes? What are both the eyes?
Well, the other one wouldn't shut. No, but I shut, and I put a poem in there. She gave me a poem, Rainbow Swords.
She wrote it?
No, it's a doggy poem.
So she's
right?
a thief.
She's a hack. My wife's a hack.
No, but that's what I was.
Yo, she's a hack, Bobby. Yo, I'm telling you, do a podcast about
it. It's funny that Kev would have just lied that he did all that and just fucking.
Wait, a doggy poem? Where are you going, Lenny? Yeah. Get a doggy poem?
Rainbow Bridge.
Jesus, who's this?
Is it haiku?
Who's it? Who is this? Hello? Hello?
It's Kelby.
Mike Furman on behalf of the New York Police Chiefs Foundation.
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm doing a radio show right now. Have to call me back, okay?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, gee, that was unbelievable.
He wants to know why you buried your dog in the backyard.
Scared the shit out of me.
I mean,
I was like, so anyway, I give it to the cops, but they never stop calling. So anyways, he was actually in a beautiful condition. I took him out. I swallowed, put the toy in. I wrapped him up in a beautiful blanket.
This is the next
then
day.
I wrapped him in another blanket. And I put him into the dirt. I took him out of because if I left him in that plastic container, it would have took
it's like fucking, Tupperware.
Yeah, it would have took 500 years for him to go back into the earth.
You would have pulled it up and had that fresh seal.
So I put him in the earth and I said a prayer for him and I made a little thing. No, it was a beautiful
That's
thing.
What
and,
I mean.
And it was I was very because I felt like shit. Like I was like I fucked up, but it was out of pure not knowing what to
do. Fuck up.
So if your dog dies. Take the time, take his, get a blanket, put it in there, give him his toy, whatever you could do, and put him, don't put him in a container that can't biodegrade. Put him in the earth, so now he's gone.
Why
so
didn't you want to cremate him?
Not Hindu.
It's $100.
No, it's not.
Don't have a fireplace?
We cremated.
Some people stuff their animals when they die.
We cremated. We cremated.
Well, you know, there's this. You cremate.
Yeah, we did too.
I cremated.
And then we put them in the ground, and then there's a nice rose bush.
We cream on it. We all just jerk off on the dog. Come right in his face.
Well, there's actually a company called Selfie Traits in Toronto. That if you give them, they'll take, you got to give them, they'll tell you how many pictures, like, you know, whatever, 30 pictures of your dog in certain angles. They'll do a 3D, and it's amazing, a 3D doll of your dog.
Yeah, I've seen that, actually. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
So they're amazing. Amazing. They
creepy?
Do people, too. Like, but they don't need your dog to come into the studio for it. You can just send them pictures, and they'll send you a 3D little thing exactly of your dog. They're actually sending me a doll of me. When I was up in Toronto, I did one.
Right.
And I'm giving it to my wife and kids, so when I'm on the road, they'll have a doll of me. Kevin, are you all right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Kevin, what do you think about that?
Kevin, when he's uninterested, looks like he's about to murder me.
No, I just can't believe the shit people do.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Closure.
I'm not a dog person anyway, but I'm not a 3D doll person, I guess, either.
You just get another dog.
You wouldn't get a 3D doll of yourself?
Never.
Come on.
I would punch it in the face after every bad set. I would just beat the fuck out of myself. I don't I just realized if I had a twin, I probably wouldn't fucking, it wouldn't be good. Because I just get agitated.
With yourself?
Yeah, with my twin.
Why, you don't like dogs?
I don't like dogs.
What?
We didn't have dogs growing up. We had 10 kids and no dogs. We had one dog one time and nobody would take it for a walk. Because it was like, I'm not taking, you take it. They were fighting over who wouldn't take it. And then it would just shit in the house. My dad made us take it back.
Take it back to where?
To wherever the fuck we got it. The ASPCA or whatever.
Oh boy.
Yeah, having a dog is a commitment, man. I'm not going to do it again.
My kids want a dog, but I don't know if I want a dog. Because you got to pick up after the dog. I don't like that.
Three times a day.
Yeah, I don't like that.
When Max is older, you're not going to get a dog?
No.
No?
No, it's I'm going to get him fish. Tell you, we take him to the ghetto zoo all the time, which is the pet store. We call it the ghetto zoo. We take him in. He looks at fish. He's like, fish? He's like, cat? Ooh, you know? Lizard?
Snakes look good.
Yeah, he's fucking
like
snakes.
Python, like a Burmese python.
Oh, and boy. Then
of course you did.
Feed him.
Now he's a mouse?
Now he's a boot. How do you think Dante gets all his clothes? His exotic animals. That coat he was wearing was a fucking porchinchilla he had for fucking 9 years.
Yeah, but you can feed them like twice every 6 weeks. And they shit twice.
I'm not getting a fucking snake. I live in fucking Westchester.
Though, when you feed it,
fucking Harlem.
Snakes are awesome. Dumb. Snakes are dumb.
No, when you feed the snake, though, it's awesome.
And you got to get a thick carpet, and you have to, you know, fuck whores. It's a whole. You can't just have a snake. You can't be a guy with a snake.
I don't fuck whores.
You
have
to wear rings like that.
I make whores. All right, what's in the chat room? Give me some chatter.
We got a couple questions for Dante.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
What's up with the rings? Why is your head small?
150 a session for Dante.
Tony Sal asks, how many do the salmon colored shirts help with the bitches?
Absolutely. Anything that you're confident. And me and Kev talked about this. That once if you. Kev, am I allowed to say this or no?
Say whatever you want.
Me and Kev talked about this is that if you don't understand what your value is. Then women they won't know what your value is. So when you have the confidence to wear whatever you're comfortable with, yeah. Then they.
I don't remember that. I remember I asked you which hand should I hit them with.
I've been no backhand.
Which hand? As a pimp, do you hit them with the hand you use or the hand you don't use?
The hand you don't use.
Your dick.
Right? What's ever closer?
What'd you say, your dick? Oh, my God.
I like her.
Yeah, I know. I know you would. You can't pimp her. I guarantee you can't pimp her.
I pimp your mama on a slow Tuesday.
Oh, Jesus. His dog just died. Dante, come on.
It's today Tuesday.
Anybody could be pimp.
Yeah, my mother's 60, though. Come on. I could probably finger
Tuesday,
bless her.
Right? She's on a downswing. That's why I can get her.
I can get her while she's watching Castle just fucking finger pop her. That's not a hard thing.
Any woman can be pimp. Yeah,
my mom had 10 kids. She could be pimped.
She was.
What else she got?
She's got 10 kids.
Tabsco33 asks, Dante, do you fight with your jewelry on?
No, I mean, I would.
Of course you
I
have
haven't.
To. It would take 84 minutes.
I know. They might get the drop on you.
I hit a guy on my ring and collapsed. I hit a guy and it collapsed on. One of my rings collapsed on my crushed on my finger. I had to cut the ring off my finger. So I'll try not to.
Imagine getting hit. Why do you get beat by your face looks like a fucking kid's zoo book?
That's horrifying. Just being here.
You don't like Dante? Like, huh?
That feels nice, actually.
You don't like Dante?
Maybe I don't like Dante. I love Dante. I'm afraid of him.
But you said you don't. You said you don't like him.
No, I didn't. I just said I don't like being here.
No, to me, before, you were like, remember that time?
Dante, that's not true. Obviously, Bobby's doing his dumb thing.
What's my dumb thing?
Your dumb thing is bullying. That's what it is.
I'm not bullying. I'm trying to be honest.
You're in trouble.
Fucking bully, man.
Hey, man, stop throwing bully around, nerd.
That hurts my feelings.
That's uncalled.
I like Lewis last week. He goes, yeah. I go, you're a bully, too. He goes, yeah, and I fucking own it. I'm going to own my bully shit, pussy.
How about dumb Lewis, by the way? There's some show going around. There's some game show.
You told me about this.
He wants me to audition for some game show. He's like, watch the sizzle reel. We'll go out together. And the show, it's like Jackass, but two guys, where they're wearing a fucking electrocute your collar, and they electrocute each other, and then they're kicking each other in the balls, and then they play paintball against the Army Reserves. Yeah. I'm like, what fucking part of you, knowing me for 10 years, thinks I want to be anything to do with this fucking show?
Basically, the show is this. You do rock, paper, scissors, and whoever loses has to walk home like 50 miles.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
But one of them was playing paintball with Navy SEALs. And I'm like, why would you think? I'd rather get a fucking, I'd rather get Sears the rest of my life than do that TV show. He's like, you'd be perfect. I'm like,
is it Lewis's? Is it Lewis's idea or
no,
something?
No, he doesn't have any ideas.
No.
No, Lewis's idea was a podcast comedy club.
It's true.
It still could happen. It's going to be great.
We'll do it in the dark.
We're going to do, we do all podcasts all the time. No one's ever done it. Exactly.
That's a game show for people without bits. We electrocute each other. I'll do material. Thanks.
What are you? What else you got in there?
Last question is for Joe.
Yes.
John Amato asks, how you feel about the editing of your half-hour special?
I didn't watch it, but it sounds like he hates it.
Well, he said that the ending was cut off abruptly or something like that.
Oh, that's because he probably... It sounds like he's a dum-dum. It sounds like he DVR'd it, but it went long. So his DVR probably cut off. As yeah, I didn't see it, but I'm sure it was fine.
It did cut off.
If you DVR'd
it.
Yeah,
it did cut off, yeah.
Yeah. Because it started late. This happens all the time. People start late, and then I get cut.
Sam's did the same thing, but on you, if you tape yours, Sam's ending was there.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sucked.
By the way, I love Bob DeBono. I didn't mean it to come off like I was mad at Bob DeBono. I was just mad at the club.
Try not to look at you when you talk, because I don't want you to flip out of me and fucking bully me.
I don't mind if you look at me when
you're yelling at me. You're yelling again at me.
You talk about your sad
dog.
Why are
you yelling at me?
You're telling
my dog died. What do you want me to do?
It's not stare into my eyes when you're telling the story about your dead dog.
Why are you screaming at me right now?
Because I'm screaming.
Just because you're not looking at me.
What do you like about Bob DeBono? I fucking hate him.
No way. Why?
Because he's always go on his Facebook thing. It's always him promoting his shows, and nobody fucking goes. He's like, he has this new picture of him. I'm at Stand Up New York. Nobody cares. It always gets 3 likes. I go, nobody gives a shit about your fucking stupid shows.
He has a show that he packs out called, I forget what it's called.
Yeah, Character Flawed.
Yes, yeah. It's always
packed.
Yeah,
but packed. It's probably open micers bringing their loser
parents.
Friends.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, he's a great guy. He's
not a great guy. He's a pain in the ass, and he fucking takes a shuttle home at 3 a.m. with Mexicans.
What the fuck?
Very specific.
I don't even know.
Holy.
You didn't even know that existed, but I didn't know until I met Bob DeBono.
What is a shuttle? What is a shuttle?
He lives in like Ramsey, New Jersey, and he can't. The only way to get home.
It's that shuttle.
He drives to like a spot in New Jersey because he didn't want to drive into the city or whatever. But if he works late, then there's no buses, so he has to take the shuttle. There's like a shuttle with no seatbelts with Mexicans who work at like restaurants or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and they just take it. It's like a fucking jitney through the tunnel.
I've taken it.
And then he says he walks a mile to his car. I'm like, you're like a moron. I go, why don't you just drive to the city? He goes, well, parking. I'm like, you'd rather take a jitney at 3:30 a.m. and then walk a mile.
What the fuck is a jitney?
Like a
bus.
Like they
it's
have in Atlantic City a jitney.
You've taken the jitney?
Yeah, it's a short little white bus that picks you up. It's like practically free. I think it's like $1 or $2, and it'll drive you wherever you want to go.
Could you imagine seeing her on a jitney up at 2 a.m?
Hey guys.
That would be better jitney, but I'm saying I don't think that's happening. Because Bob would have mentioned her if she was on his jitney.
Bob's a badass.
That sounds like
too.
A sexual thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Bob's a fucking MMA jiu-jitsu black belt.
Bob DeBono.
Yeah. Bob DeBono is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I think a black belt, if I'm not
mistaken. Brown
belt. Okay.
But Brown is in Gracie is...
Yeah, that's serious. Right,
I stand by what I said about him. I don't give a shit. I'm not afraid of him.
All right.
Because he needs spots at the Cellar, so he won't fuck with me.
Yeah, but no, she just doesn't use them anymore, so that's off the table.
Why? She doesn't use them?
Yeah, so you can't hold that over.
There's your leverage.
Your leverage gone.
He's going to say, you can't give up.
I thought he still worked.
I'm going to snap your neck.
I thought he still worked there.
No, I'm just kidding. I was just trying to scare you.
Does the best boss in the business.
Yeah, I actually had him.
Great boss.
Yeah, I
actually
that.
Had Bonnie on once, and Voss couldn't make it, so I had DeBono come in. I said, you
funnier.
Have to do 10 minutes as Voss on stage. And you have to be Voss the whole time. You can never.
He doesn't have any problem with that.
It was
brilliant. Funny.
He's funnier as Voss than he is as himself. No
brilliant.
Question. No question.
Go back and listen to
Louis
that.
Ferranda?
No.
Oh, dead on.
What does Lewis sound like?
Yeah, so
yeah, people
sounds
can
like
do
Lewis. Me doing you.
Yeah,
no. No, same
people
one.
Can do a Lewis Ferrando. Mike Sweeney used to do a good Lewis Ferrando. A couple other people would do it.
Lewis Ferrando is actually the, what is he? The booker.
General manager.
General manager of Caroline's Comedy Club.
And he hasn't seen a show since 1987. I've never seen him there at night, never. Like, never. He's there during the day, so I'm sure he doesn't watch the show. He goes by what Kenny says or whatever.
Who's Kenny?
I don't know.
You know Kenny. Kenny's been there for longer than you.
The dude, guy, Kenny's the one that had the heart surgery. The five, the
do you know
bypass.
That, who's the actor that plays Luther on the BBC show?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba used to be a fucking door guy at Caroline's.
Really?
Yeah. I remember fucking coming down.
I remember seeing him.
Door guy at Caroline's. I remember coming downstairs one night. And for the Christmas party, when I first moved to New York, and I was like, and he was like, you know, all right, Bobby, go in. You know what I mean? He let me go in because I don't think I was on the list. And he was like, go ahead, Bobby, you know? He says, and I was like, thanks. He was such a cool dude.
Yeah.
Fucking superstar.
He might be Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to make
him
Bond.
They're going to have Bond. A black Bond?
Yeah. They might have him as Bond, yeah.
That's a whole
you know the
podcast.
Guy?
Yeah.
Really? You think
British.
I think he'll be good as Bond.
British.
I think he'll be really good as Bond.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
I didn't. What's your favorite Bond?
The last one.
I like him.
My favorite Bond is the bond between a man and his dog.
Shelby.
Kelby, not Shelby. That's a fucking car, you asshole.
I fucked up my own joke. I should have given that to him.
Points at Scopo.
Yeah, they got that, Kelly. Yeah.
Well, because he said him, but it's audio, so you got to back it up, you know?
It's so funny now that it is, I mean, the world is changing. I mean, the
thanks.
Black Bond.
Thanks.
Bro.
That's great.
I mean,
sexy.
We're gonna have we'll probably have a woman Bond at some point, right?
I mean,
ooh, yeah.
Legally,
yeah,
I mean, maybe. By law, you have to.
But you only get paid 70%. No, okay.
Is it gonna be a point where, like, you know, like, because now it's like minorities and there's not enough women?
And have a gay Bond.
Oh, that'll be great.
They'll never have a gay Bond. I think Bond is gay. I think Bond is fucking.
I didn't like Pierce Brosnan.
I liked Pierce.
He was really good.
He was the Michael Keaton of fucking Bond.
I don't like
he was like that era, you know. I thought it was good.
Who do you like him or Sean Connery?
I like
Sean Connery.
I like him better than Sean Connery.
You
because I'm younger, I think it's because of the generation.
This is coming from a guy. I don't know, Kevin. I don't know if you know this about Chris Scopo.
National
favorite
Treasure
movie is National Treasure.
No, it's not.
Wow. Starring Nicolas Cage.
Yes,
and he's. You might be wondering, has he seen Goodfellas or The Godfather?
Yes, I have.
Yes, he has.
Yes, I have. Yep.
Yep. So if we could just mute him anytime the subject of movies comes
there's
up.
There's an invisible map in the Declaration of Independence. Brilliant.
National Treasure.
Brilliant.
That's not true, right? That's not true.
I think it is.
These are all true.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
yeah,
it's
that,
true.
That movie's really
his
good.
His favorite
movie.
Bond is Hugh Grant.
It's Mr. Bean.
Oh, my God.
How old are you? Under 30?
Yeah.
That's an excuse. You could be 11 and have National Treasure. Not a good movie.
I mean, I like National Treasure, but it was definitely not one of the best movies at all, ever.
Yes, it was.
I think Craig was my favorite Bond, even before Sean Connery. Because Sean Connery, that era, was a little, could be a little cheesy here and there. And he was a little too hairy.
For that, not
but
for that time, though.
Bond.
But he would smack a chick, though.
The other guy was good after him, too. The other
Roger
British
Moore.
Guy.
Roger
he
Moore.
He would smack
Roger
him.
Moore
was, quickly.
You want to talk about Gay
less,
Bond?
He was less
yeah,
hairy.
He was Gay Bond. Yeah. Roger Moore was Gay Bond. Hello.
I don't like the
pussy.
But
go,
he
go,
was like real punny more than Sean Connery.
Jeez. This last one I didn't like.
I like
Craig,
that dude. Daniel Craig?
Yeah, I don't like him as Bond.
Are you nuts?
He's just too big and muscular. Like Bond's like a suave guy.
Jesus. Did you see the last one?
Yep.
Fucking Batista was a crazy.
He was good. Yeah, he was good.
Holy shit.
Batista is fucking a great actor.
Yeah,
he
did
good. But he
in these roles.
He had two lines in that movie. They
I know.
Used them more.
But he did great. He was fucking.
In Guardians
great
of the
Jaws.
Galaxy, he was hilarious.
And the thumbnails was kind of like an homage to Jaws.
Yeah, absolutely.
The metal thumbnails. Poking
but he should have came
out.
Back one more time.
Yeah, I thought he would.
One
at
more
the
time.
End, you know how they usually after everything kind of settles.
I think Daniel Craig was my favorite because he was in shape. He was a badass.
Yeah.
He was unconventionally good looking, like Sean Connery.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but Sean Connery wasn't big. He was
for that era. He was.
Big.
I mean, look at Superman.
Pierce Brosnan wasn't big either, though.
Yeah, but look at Superman at that era when Sean Connery. I mean, that
was
considered
I
big.
Actually, me, I was Superman back then. Yeah, the first Superman.
Yeah,
was,
it was a fat dude.
Well, okay. I actually got a massage from the first Superman.
Yeah, now we're talking.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Let me explain.
Superman with a man on
no,
girl.
You don't, no need.
A happy ending massage?
No. No, I didn't get jerked off by a guy.
By Superman? No. That's not gay if it's Superman.
His name was, his last name, Mayo. He was one of the actors to play Superman, one of the first Superman, and he ran a health spa. And a like a gym, and he would give massages, like acupuncture, but weird thing. And you'd have to go in and sit with him in his office, this weird dark office.
It's like a holistic dude kind of thing.
Yeah, and he'd
Hot
have all
rocks
this stuff.
And shit.
No, he'd just manipulate you. Mm. And he manipulated me.
Like psychologically?
No. Just my body.
Sounds like fun.
Like you were skinny.
I was in shape, Bobby. Yeah. But he manipulated my body.
Yeah, I've never had a man massage me.
I had one by accident.
When that happens.
I remember. I swear to God, I went to get a massage at those Asian places, and the guy was like, "Okay, come in." He put me in the bed and shut the curtain. And usually, lady comes in. I took my stuff off and was lying there. And then around 20 minutes in, I looked down. I just saw guy feet and woman's flip-flops.
No.
Just these feet hanging off the flip-flops and daisies coming out of the toe. And I looked up and I was like, "What the fuck?" He goes, "We're busy." And I was like, "Hey, I gotta go. You gotta get me a chick."
I went to a massage place one time and I didn't get a happy ending, but I got one the last time I was there.
Yeah.
So I was like,
"What's up?"
And she kept working, like, she kept giving me, like, a real massage. I'm like, okay, good and everything, but I got to go soon. But then she's like, and then I was like, moving my body, let her know, like, okay, where my hot spots were.
Was that where you got on your knees and open up your asshole?
Yeah. No, but then she's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, are you okay? Let's wrap this shit up. But I think it was the same thing. They were busy, and when I went in there, she was doing the laundry. So I think she didn't know exactly what it was,
She wasn't the same girl, though.
No, definitely not the same girl.
That happened to me when I used to go to those places. I got to make sure I do time and date correctly.
Like yesterday.
No, yesterday. No, I remember that. Yeah, it's awful because you get the lady that doesn't jerk you off, and you're fucked. Because now you're in there, you just get a massage, and you get a headache when you leave, right? You get all fucking tensed out.
You're real annoyed.
Yeah. I had a girl actually take my hand and wrap it around my dick and say, "You do." I was like, "No." What the fuck is
that?
I can
do this at home.
Then she kept her hand around my hand and was pushing my butt, so I was fucking my own, like, our hand.
Oh, God.
I was like, this is just weird.
No tip.
Terrible.
Yeah, what did you get it? Did you get her to do it?
No, but she was almost like she was too young, and it was just like, I'm like, all right, okay. I get it.
What do you mean
it.
She was too young? How old was she?
No, she was 12? Like, she was almost like,
I gotta do my homework.
Like, it was almost like she was going to massage school, She was like, give me a good massage, but it was like hurting me. She was like hurting my back and whatever, and like giving me like a real good leg massage. I'm like, no, talk to the other girl.
She'll tell you.
Talk to Shin Yi in the back. She knows how to get you big tip. you do leave fucking furious.
You leave really angry and your head hurts. And now, did you go to another place after? You just jerk off.
I had to go get the kids.
Oh, you got to.
Oh, my God.
I've never been to a massage parlor.
Me neither. Me neither. Kevin Brennan, me neither.
You've never been to one.
No.
They won't let you in.
No.
Yeah, they might not.
I remember we went to, my first one I ever went to was in Philly. I was with Patrice and Vinny Favorito. And it was my first road gig. And we went up to a massage place. And they were like, no, closed. And me and Vinny were like, what? You're supposed to be, they said you were open till, 4 in the morning. Like, no, closed. We closed. And then we turned around, we saw Patrice behind us, and we were like, can you step out for 1 second? As soon as he walked down the stairs and out the door, come on in, come in, quick. And they let us in. Wow. They were scared of the black dude.
Oh, the black guy.
That's racism, you know.
Yeah. No.
I used to work at the phone company. They wouldn't let me in the house to fix people's phones.
Really?
I'd ring the bell and be like, no, my phone's working.
You had all your rings then?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
the horn?
Some of them. They were like, no, my phone's working. I'm good.
I went and got a massage once, and another girl came in. One was working on me, and the other one came in eating cereal, and they just stood there and had a conversation over me while I was trying to relax. And you know when someone's talking with cereal and the clunk and the milk?
Yeah.
And just I can hear it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to get tingles in the back of my neck.
The clunk and the milk. That should be a comedy duo. Your hair looks great, Kelly.
Oh, thank you,
Joe. Did you just get it done?
I washed it.
What's that cost? I bet that costs $500 to have your hair look like that.
Why would you say that?
What? These women haircuts.
What?
Bananas.
I knew there was something deep.
Fucking bananas, bro.
What are you talking about?
My girl, she's about to do TV, and she's a little low on money. So I was like, I'll get your hair. I'll get your haircut.
Hey, it's $300, bro.
I thought it was gonna be $80.
No.
$340 for a haircut.
How much is your tip?
I just gave her the cash.
Yeah, she suckered you. Shouldn't be more than $160.
My haircut costs $11.
No, because she's getting her. Because the thing is, you have to get the color
done. Your roots done.
So you're getting foils, you're getting toner, you're getting
what do you pay for that haircut?
The treatment.
$40.
$40 for your haircut? Yep. That's fucking crazy.
Well, I go to
ask
Frank.
Me about mine.
How much you pay for your haircut?
Zilch.
Zilch.
Who cuts your hair? You do?
I do, yeah.
You shave your own head.
Shave it in the shower.
Oh, that's crazy.
I got head blade juice. It's called, it's a bald
what
guy.
What if you cut your own fucking stupid head?
No, I'm a fucking expert at it.
He's been doing it a while.
Do you have a mirror?
I got a mirror.
Just feel it.
Fogless mirror in my head.
Just feel it.
Yeah.
This should be the number one feminist issue.
What's that?
Haircut price.
No, it's a scam. They scam them because they're so used to paying a lot. So
$300
is
a lot, Joe. She might have tipped for some extra.
A friend of mine is gay, and she has a really short haircut, and she tries to go into a barber so she can get the $12 haircut, and they refuse to serve her. So she has to go to the chick one where they're like $70. And she's like, it's just shaved and then long at the top. It's nothing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
She's got nowhere else to go.
Is it just me or is $300 a lot of money for you?
That's
I think she got to pay shoes on you too, Joe.
Where'd you go?
And it was in Astoria. I think it was $240 and then a tip.
I say it's in the city.
Yeah, but this is
hang
the
on.
Thing.
Hang on. So you gave her how much? $380? $340? $360?
It was something like it came around those.
She got an outfit.
North of $300, which you
paid her phone bill.
She got dinner, Cosmos.
But you get it highlighted, it's cut, it's layered, it's swooped.
Nah, it's $300.
It shouldn't cost that much.
Hang on. It's her big day, though.
Yeah, dude.
I'm fine with it. It's not the money issue. I just feel bad. These women, this is crazy. $300 for a haircut.
And it doesn't end there. We got to wax the whole body.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
But she would have gone to an Aveda salon, which is a really good salon. If she had, you can get one done for $180, but I'm gonna work out with like green hair and fucking shitty bangs and stuff. Like, you gotta spend. You have to do it. It's too sensitive.
Wait, who does your hair? Who does your hair, Lauren?
This chick in Jersey. And
how much did it?
Like $100, $150, but she recently got like a promotion, so now she's like charging more. And I'm like, fuck
you. Different level.
But isn't $340 a lot of money for?
I've never paid more than $150, but
that's a lot of money.
But do you get your hair colored?
Even
with
like
color, it shouldn't be more than $180. Yeah. Bucks. I got a number of sisters.
Dude, we're there for 4 hours. That's still it's 4 hours to do my hair.
But I'm saying $340 is $340
is
a lot of money.
The city, it's a lot.
All right, I went high, guys. I fucking went high for fucking comedic value, you cunts.
Not in Jersey.
It was $260. But
you lied!
I went high for comedy.
That's still expensive, though. It's $150 over.
And also, my hair is $14 plus tip.
How much is it when you give your wife money for the haircut? How much does it cost her?
I don't know. She puts it on the credit card, so but I know it's. My wife has big hair, so it's a nightmare. She's got to get it.
But your wife's Dominican, though.
No? Something like that.
But yeah, but she's
bucks. Got thick hair, so I could see charging
that.
Yeah,
they charge me extra because my hair's thick.
And people can't cut it. She has to go to like a.
She goes to
the
Dominicans.
But she has to get somebody has to know how to cut it, or else they fuck it up. But they got to straighten it. They got to cut
they
it.
They blow straighten it.
Well, yeah. I mean, my wife used to be an esthetician, and she did
what now?
Esthetician.
That stuffs dogs, right?
No.
That's the name of Dante's dog.
She does pop zits and waxes women.
Yeah.
And she used to do you know, a vagina. You know, she would go and wax fucking assholes and vaginas.
$80 Like $80
No, more than that. Yeah, to wax a pussy and an asshole and a mustache.
Yeah. Mine was cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's an important job. Yeah. I mean, hair is one thing, but the waxing a pussy.
That was the saddest day of my life because now my wife, you know, she hasn't worked since we had the baby. She's a stay-at-home mom. But I walked in. We were going to dinner one night, and I walked in the night before, and she was on the floor, like, waxing her own pussy because she didn't want to spend she didn't want to spend the money. And I was like, this is... Just go get it done.
Don't do it yourself.
I do it myself.
You
do? Mirror. Yeah.
In the mirror, right?
Waxing?
Yeah. I don't believe you. Can you videotape that for us? How great would that be?
I swear.
But women don't have to do that. That's on. If you're hot, a guy will fuck. You could have leg hair. You could still get laid.
I got a
It's nice. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know. Me and Lauren probably have a lot of hair down there. You got.
Kelly, you should shave.
I would never shave down there. You know, that's horrific.
You don't shave your pussy?
No, I wax it. I would never. Shave. Oh, that's terrifying.
What about electric? Get clippers.
Kelly's pussy looks like a koala bear pocket.
You can hide little babies in there.
The what now?
If you your clit, that's painful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get in there.
Yeah, I've got these old Korean.
You got a really good body shaver, though. Even for dudes to shave your balls. What is it? By Philips. It's called Philips Body Groomer.
Is it the one that you can take in the shower, right?
Yes, but it's got the foil and the trimmers on the sides, and it just...
I always cut my nut with those.
Yeah, but this...
Why are you guys shaving your balls? Is that a health thing?
Because if you wanted to suck on your balls, you want to shave them.
You don't want to be sucking
on them. Is that why they're not sucking on my balls?
I like a hairy
ball. Not shaved?
Yeah.
Are the words out of my... I got hairy balls, so nobody will suck on them? This guy will. only 28.
when you don't shave your balls, and you have those long fucking... Old Chinese chin hairs.
Yeah, Ben. I call them Ben Franklin's.
Would you want to suck on those?
I don't want to. I would. Suck.
I call them Frederick Douglass.
Hang on one second. What'd you say?
Why do I want my balls sucked?
I don't like a ball suck.
No,
I
don't
like
want
a ball grab.
Maybe a.
Why would you not?
I don't want any of those things.
It fucking tickles. It feels weird.
It's painful. It's sensitive.
I knew you would get back to sex. Here we go. Come on.
Balls
suck.
You're
just afraid.
Oh, my dick
sucks.
All right, you turn fucking over everybody. Settle down now with the fucking.
You know what Dice Clay said? You know what Dice Clay? It's a set. Remember this HBO thing? He goes, it's a set. Working like.
I really want to know why.
Work them together.
Why don't you want your balls sucked? You never had it?
I have had it, but it's painful, and then it's.
Painful?
Then she's doing it too hard.
But yeah, I don't want anything near the balls.
Why is it painful?
Very sensitive balls.
Why is it painful?
Why? I mean, I can't answer that. You need Mr. Wizard in
here. Dude, you should get your balls checked out. If your balls are getting sucked and licked and it hurts,
not with Joe. I don't like.
You might have a tumor.
Like
but
suck.
Licked does not. It's not a pleasurable area to me.
Are you kidding me?
You might as well lick my kneecaps.
Underneath your balls is not sensitive.
Well, underneath the balls, that's a different situation.
Oh no, that's what I mean.
That's
like on
taint.
The bottom, like underneath the balls, not the ball itself. Don't put like putting. I don't like when a girl puts my ball in her mouth.
That's
what I'm talking about. Yeah.
No. No. We're saying sucking the balls. Licking the underneath the nut, around the nut, and then near the asshole.
You can pop my ball in your mouth if you like.
I'm going to get shit for this, but I have too much respect for my wife-to-be to make her lick my balls.
Why are you going to get shit for that?
What? I feel like it's like a, we're men, fucking lick my balls. But I'm like, don't lick my balls. It's gross. It's weird. I mean, I like an oral sex situation, but lick my balls.
And how long have you been with your wife?
4.5 years.
Yeah, in another 5 years, you'll be like, lick my balls.
All right.
After a while, you do everything. Actually, you're like, can you lick my balls? Have we tried that? Actually, can you lick my balls with a hat on? Because we've never done that.
Is there any way you could fuck me with something?
By the way. You start putting stuff on the refrigerator. Can you lick my balls more? I mean, it's like fucking ridiculous. But, I can't wait for Lenny to be here. I'm sure Lenny feels the exact same way.
Yeah, Lenny doesn't even like his dick sucked.
Oh my god!
You have to suck Lenny's dick, and like you have to be behind the wall,
and the Yankees have to be winning. What a fucking creep!
Why do you think that's bad that he doesn't want his wife, his soon to be wife?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's your wife. You're supposed to be intimate with her. Why wouldn't you want her to please you? I mean, isn't
she does please me, just not by having to lick my testicles.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I can see if you don't like it. Well,
I'm not
you
into
have
it.
To wash them, but that would be
get
good.
Some
but
whipped
I mean,
cream.
If,
get some whipped cream. She'll smell better.
Why wouldn't
I hate food?
I don't like.
But I feel like it's all trade-offs. If you're licking your balls, now I can't get her. You know, now if you like lick my balls, now I lose. You know, wear this dress. You know what I mean? I want to
why
save up for this.
Why do you do that?
I don't. What are you talking about?
You guys are clueless.
340.
You young guys are clueless.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's a trade-off. Suck my nut. Suck it. There put it in your go. Mouth. Suck the nut.
Suck my balls.
Yeah, repay.
What are we doing
it's a
here?
Set.
And wear the dress.
It's a set.
It's a set.
Suck my balls with the dress.
Let's go to the chat real quick. What do you got, Deepu?
Jordizzle says, I just started shaving my balls about a year ago. Changed my life.
Yeah, fucking awesome.
Oh, you gotta shave your balls.
How so?
Yeah.
You gotta so much better.
Shave your balls.
So much better.
No.
And your pits. Shave your pits too.
I've seen your nuts.
Your pits?
Your armpits.
I trim, I'll trim my pits. I won't shave
them
down,
though. Yeah, I mean, well, if you, as long as it's not crazy, you don't want it fucking, well, you got buckwheat.
One second. I'm gonna raise my hand on my show.
You don't shave.
Why do you shave your armpits, though?
So it doesn't smell.
What?
But isn't the hair?
No, I think he means like I'll trim my pits. Where if it gets too long, you trim it down a little bit. Not like shave it all the way though.
You,
with a razor,
I trim. I
shave everything.
Shave it all.
You, all your body hair is gone.
No, I
rub
keep,
soap on
I have
it
a little
deodorant.
Chest hair, but not. I groom it. I like manscape
I keep,
it.
I keep hair just around the nipples,
like a hair donut.
I want my body, my upper torso to look like a kid's,
like
toy.
A bullseye.
Oh my god!
What else you got?
Jojo Soft says, where's the bombdana? I've heard Bobby tell a few jokes that were buried without a toy.
Aww, that's
dog
nice.
Reference. Kelby reference.
That's not yeah. bad.
Sorry about Kelby, by the
I
way.
Actually I want you to say. Block him. Block that guy right now.
Okay, done.
No, I'm kidding.
That wasn't bad.
Not
him. No, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. Go ahead. What else you got? The fact that you picked that joke, you're a fucking cunt.
That's a pretty good. That's a good term, though.
That was good. It was
that
good,
that
good.
Joke was buried without a toy.
It was sad.
It's not bad.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Jordizzle says, Scopo's going to say Stallone should have played Superman.
I'll tell you. Can I say something about that real quick? You know who should have played Superman?
I'd rather you not, actually.
Who? And there's a great documentary about it, I believe, called Superman Lives. I think the chat room can correct me. Nicolas Cage was 5 seconds away from
Kevin Smith wrote it.
No, they
really?
Took that away from him. They rewrote it, but he is in the documentary. Kevin did write the first draft, helped on it, but they redid it. He was seconds away from being a Superman with long hair and like this dark, evil, fucked up Superman.
No.
That would have been great. Not evil.
Wait, I mean the new one coming.
No. No.
Like 90s or something.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah, like in the 90s.
Wow.
When Nick Cage was fucking
relevant.
You know, when he wasn't a witch hunter.
Yeah.
Whatever he fucking
sucks now.
Happens every time somebody's career goes
treasure.
Down the tube.
Ghost Rider?
Yeah, he fucked that movie up for me.
What?
Ghost Rider was my cartoon that I read.
Really?
Yeah, I loved fucking Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, a guy on a motorcycle that turns hot,
but he goes, he tells Satan to fuck off. He goes, fuck off, I'm doing my own thing.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Somebody has
and then
to.
Then he keeps his.
That guy's a dick.
That's what I liked it. He just was Satan. Like, Satan, fuck you.
I don't
you.
Take shit from Satan in an imaginary
doing my own thing.
World.
Are you talking about you or the show, the Ghost Rider?
That was my. That what did you read? What did you read when you were?
I had Silver Surfer, and I had X-Men, and I did Captain America and Iron Man.
I did Ghost Rider, Son of Satan. Also told his father to go fuck off, and Doc Strange.
Wow, you're a weird little black kid.
Yeah. Because fucking Doctor Strange, he was like a pimp. He controlled people's minds.
Oh, my God. So sad.
Yeah.
Now here you are.
X-Men, what's that about? Bruce Jenner?
Put it in without a toy.
Got it. Hi, folks.
Oh, jeez.
That's a good one.
Well, anything else from that one guy that's in the chat room?
Yeah, how many? Is that it? You just keep going to him.
Jojo Jizzle.
You read me the latest fucking chat room one. The latest one.
Mega Tech Guy says, Tim Burton directed the
Thank
documentary.
You. That's right.
And the movie got canned because Batman Forever bombed in the box office.
That is true.
Wow.
Which one was Batman Forever?
That was one with Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey and Two-Face. I love that Batman. I love it.
sucked.
Ah, Jay Schumacher.
I tell you what, this movie would have been epic. I think it would have been epic with Nick Cage as Superman. At the prime of Nick Cage. How great would have that been? He would have did some weird shit with Superman. He wouldn't have been as fucking clean cut. We got the clean cut Superman every time.
Yeah. Sucked.
It's like fucking enough with this bum-chinned asshole.
How bad does this one look? This looks terrible.
Yeah, but look, I'm going to watch it because, but it does. It's like, first of all, how the, Joe Rogan just wrote a big piece on this on his Instagram, which was kind of on the money, I would think.
He wrote a piece on Instagram?
He wrote a big long thing, a blog, almost like a mini blog on Instagram.
Weird.
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he, about, it's like, how the fuck Superman can fly, laser eyes,
right.
can't be killed, can fly around,
freeze
so,
breath
so fast he can reverse time. He's Superman, and then there's a, he goes, then there's a rich guy.
Yeah.
With gadgets. It's like, how the fuck can he fight Superman? How are we supposed to suspend reality?
Well, they had that whole thing with him and the whole, the contingency thing where he had Batman knew he was in the Justice League and he knew how to beat, he had a plan for every Justice League member, how he would beat them.
Okay.
So, and that was, he was just a genius and he would just figure out.
Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius, and he had a, there was a whole, does nobody know about this, the whole contingency
no,
plan?
I don't know about it at all. Can
no,
I go
yes,
now?
Yes, people, you know
this? This is the fucking worst thing I've ever listened to. Dante talking about how Batman's a genius, okay? I got fucking kids. I got fucking real shit to worry about.
We gotta, you know what?
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
This is a whole other podcast. You're
I'd rather,
right.
I'd rather lick Joe List's balls than listen to Dante say another fucking thing about what a genius Batman Batman is. Because I'm a grown fucking man and I gotta fucking pay my electric bill when I go home, so shut the fuck up, Dante. No disrespect to you and your dumb muscles.
All right, we're gonna wrap up on that note. We're gonna wrap this fucking
we'll
show
wrap up.
We're wrapping up. It's right there. We're doing, we're gonna go through all the stuff. I mean, it's gonna take another couple minutes, but.
Well, how long have we been going?
An hour and a half.
We're late.
Oh, boy. We used to take breaks and then we'd go 3 hours.
No break
long.
Today. We just went right through it.
Oh,
we
late.
Should take a break in an hour. But wow. I just went right through it. Fuck it. It was fun. This just went. So let's just go through the let's go through it right now. What do you got coming up?
Don't go. I got to thank. So go to somebody else.
What did you say?
I said I got to thank. So go to somebody else.
All right. Well, dude, what the fuck you mad at me for? I didn't bring up bad.
No, I didn't know back. I was gonna have to fucking do. What do I got coming up? I got. I told you. I got to fucking go home and get my kids.
Plugs.
My wife's going to school.
Your wife's going to school?
She's going to night school, so I got to watch the kids tonight.
That's a dangerous thing right there.
Why? No, she's going
when
to school.
When your wife starts to get hopes and dreams,
I know.
And she starts achieving goals, you're done.
She's already talking about a professor.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you're done.
So I got to watch my kids tonight.
You're home watching the kids while she's getting a fucking future career so she can get
no,
the
she's
fuck.
Going to be a translator. She's bilingual.
Yeah, that's huge money.
I don't give a fuck. Huh? Is it?
Yeah.
Good. Then I don't care what she does.
What language?
Spanish.
And what, that's it?
And English.
Oh, you do Arabic, you're fucking huge money right now.
Right, maybe I'll look into that.
Not if Trump wins, he'll be out.
Huh?
Be unemployed.
Look, come on, it's ridiculous what he said. I mean, look, everybody's for it. I'm. You can't help go, yeah, but then you're like, all right, that's ridiculous. You can't, it's against, I guess, what America's
what's against?
About. Kicking a whole race of people out.
No, he's not kicking them out.
Religion.
Don't let people in. Don't let any more people in until we figure out what's going on.
That can't
just close the bar.
They're
the bar's
here.
The bar's closed. The bar's closed.
They're already
until
here,
we,
dude.
But we get things settled.
But you
we gotta,
can't. You can't.
No, he can't. But he can say, and then he can win the election. Then he can get a. Then he can take it as far as he can take it.
Yeah.
Because they're comparing they're comparing the Jews, what the Nazis did to the Jews, which is a joke because the Jews weren't trying to kill people. The Jews were like innocent victims.
Isn't
so
it weird
so
that they
compare
do that?
It is a fucking joke.
They have them as
it's
Hitler.
A bad it's a bad
they
analogy.
Have, giving a Sikh Heil.
No, it's wrong. It's
I think
wrong.
On the.
The Jews were.
One
Jews
of the papers
being,
today you know, had him Sikh Heil.
That's just Facebook exaggerating. I saw that thing on Facebook.
It's like, come on.
No, it's bullshit.
The scary
Muslims are a serious threat to all of us. They're a
not
serious
the Muslims.
Threat.
the
radical
Muslims.
Okay, but we don't know.
No,
they're not wearing different jerseys.
It is the Muslims because
no, they're not wearing different jerseys, so we don't know who's who. So until we know who's who, we got to fucking know
all they
what's
have,
going on.
Even if they're assimilated and they're not radical Muslims, all they have to do is feel that I'm not Muslim enough, that I'm not radical enough. So even with Catholics and Christians, they go in and out of being more religious and not. Mm-hmm. But when a Muslim can, when a Muslim goes deeper into Islam, it could mean to kill the infidel.
Catholics, we don't kill. We don't kill. We sometimes we skip Sunday
mass.
Because
we don't really give a fuck about
religion.
We used to.
We did.
Yeah.
We fucking.
Yeah, but not like this. Not like this.
Yes, we
not
did.
Like
yes,
not,
yeah,
not,
yes
not
we did.
Not on TV. But nobody
crazy?
Knew about it. They're doing it for attention.
There was no TV, but
they're doing
the
it. They're doing
Inquisition.
It to be. They're doing it for attention. They're doing it to go out as heroes.
It's not that.
It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, it's plus the news too. They can't show it on the news because then another guy's gonna do it because of all the fucking attention that they get.
It's not the attention.
I gotta take the fucking PATH train and they live over there. Fuck you all.
Bye, Kevin. I'll see you later. No, he's gotta go. I knew he had to go.
Go get
all right, buddy. So you got anything to promote?
Yeah, I'm at the cellar this weekend.
Ugh. Okay. Fucking Christ. All right, buddy. Kevin Brennan, everybody. What are you on Twitter so these people that disagree with you?
No, I can't.
What is your Twitter?
I came here to promote.
No, you can't. Not yet, but very soon.
So
go, do your Twitter.
Twitter.
Kevin Brennan 666. I'm not even kidding. That's the only number I could get that had any sex appeal. So I'm the devil. So one of your superheroes can tell me to go fuck off.
Hi, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Kevin Brennan, man. Thanks for coming by.
HIV negative.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Are you positive?
You have that little AIDS pot belly. All right, I'll see you later, Kev. God, he's funny.
How do I get out of here?
The stairs. The same way you came up. Take a right down the stairs. Yeah, dude, I don't know what's going to happen. But you get mad. You get mad when people are killing. We've been dealing with this, and then you get mad when you see all the Muslims leagues and all the, you know, they're, it's like, it's confusing because you're defending yourself instead of, why are we not talking about the victims, their families, and the radical Muslims that are, why are we not talking about these people that kill people? We couldn't even say it was a terrorist attack. For fucking like 2.5 days.
You didn't know if it was.
No, because if they went out and said it was a terrorist attack, they would have gotten trouble because of political correctness. Well, we're so fucking PC in this country and in the world now that you can't even call it what it is. You can't put a photo out. You can't. And what the fuck was up with all the, they opened the house to the press. Did you see
bad.
That?
No, I didn't even
the
see
landlord
that.
Let him in.
The landlord let the press in.
The press probably gave him money.
The landlord let the press in, and it into the terrorist house, and they were just walking around going through shit. There was shredded documents in the trash. There was the chick's license was out in the open. Photos like shit the FBI should have taken.
Right, right.
Yeah. And they didn't.
They didn't even. Just,
they right. said that the shredded documents in the barrel weren't. What? How do you know?
Yeah, they're shredded. Well, it's
fucking crazy.
Here's what I think the biggest thing that changed everything. You know, because when you were saying Christians and Catholics,
yep.
they killed people. That's what they did. The Spanish Inquisition. The minute the church allowed the Bible to be translated from Latin into English is what opened everything up because it made it so that people could scrutinize the Bible in the shit that didn't even make sense. And the Quran has never been translated into English, which is why the clerics and the priests have control over how the information is disseminated.
Here's the problem. I find it really hard to listen to anything you say because you have a Colorado ram head on your knuckle next to a snake. So, and I think a wizard. I don't know what the other one is. It's hard to listen to anything you say.
Oh, it's a Grim Reaper holding a sickle. Ooh,
I'm sitting there like, well, why am I listening to this fucking goth douchebag? Should live in Salem, Massachusetts. Fucking make all your money in October.
As a witch.
What do you think, Joe?
Are we plugging? Are we doing plugs?
We're going to plug, but I'm asking you what we think, yeah.
About what?
About the about what's happening.
Islam.
Islam, and the terrorists. Wrap it up.
What do you mean?
No, wrap it up. Like, tie a bow.
Tell us what to think, Jerry.
What would you think? Where are you at?
Well, it's, I mean, it's certainly, it's scary. It's a thing. I mean, I think a huge part of this, the gun control thing is frightening that they have the, that the NRA is so powerful that we can't even get on board with, like, the no-fly list. You got to be on a no-gun list. But they're so afraid of anything that's considered gun control that they're like, no, we're not even going to do that. Like, let's have, there are terrorists legally purchasing guns at gun stores.
There was $28,000 put into this guy's account.
I think
so. Like, let's do that. The people that are on the no-fly list, they can't get guns. We can't fucking get that done.
I think the problem is the NRA is so powerful that the Republicans don't want to change any of the gun laws.
Well, you got to get, someone made the point yesterday, you got to go and get a license, you got to get approved, you got to take a test, you got to do all this shit just to drive a car. Right. Why not fucking own a deadly weapon?
Why can't they do psychological evaluations every year if you're a gun owner?
Well, that's insane. And then also, you can't just kick people out. I mean, it's just not America. You can't just go. You can't come in here because of your religion. But it is scary.
It's the point.
I go back and forth. It's hard because they're like, they want more surveillance on the emails and the phones and stuff. Yeah. And it's hard because it's like, that's un-American and we have to fear the government. But at the same time, I'm like, fucking A. Fucking.
Yeah, I got nothing to hide. Go
ahead. It's scary.
Yeah, I'm not hiding anything. So I'm going to
find like fucking two tranny sites and some kids, and, you know, photos of my kid.
Yeah, it's that part's scary, but I don't know. It's scary. I don't have an answer, but Donald Trump is he's not the answer. That's for sure.
He's definitely.
And then has no backup for how he's going to do any of these things. That's all just rhetoric. Yeah, yeah. He's just like, they're going to fear us. They'll fear it. And all these fucking
idiots deals.
Go,
I make deals. Well, he goes, I make deals every day.
They go, what should we do? He goes, well, I don't know, but they should do something. That's that's his response. He didn't think it through. He just said it. But it's what I do like about him. Because you listen to Cruz, and it's so politician. It's just, you know, well, I think we should do this and that, and we have to, and it's sort of like a robot. It's written. It's a speech. It's the same shit over and over. And Trump, he's talking just like, you know, a regular guy, and that's why you're attracted to it, because
you don't
it's
want
not,
a regular guy to run.
It's
the,
not phony.
Right. But you don't want a regular guy to run the fucking, we had that with George Bush.
He's not a regular guy. He was a phony.
Yeah, but he, you know.
You know, if you go to Jeb Bush, my friend Joe told me, if you go to JebBush.com, Donald Trump bought it.
Oh,
it goes to his website.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
So go to Jeb Bush.
Like, that's why I like Trump. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
he's unquestionably a funny guy.
Oh, he's just entertaining. And I mean, I feel like we're watching a sci-fi movie right now. It's like I feel like you ever see these movies, they go into the future where, you know,
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is what I was going to say. We've got a wrestler as president. You know what I mean? He won a competition.
What do you got, Joe?
New Year's Eve and January 2nd, I'll be at Ann Arbor Comedy Club, the 31st and the 2nd. And then whatever the second weekend of January.
Where is that?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
I know, I was kidding.
Where the University of Michigan is. And then second week of January, what's that, 10, 11, 12, something like that? I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. I don't have my book. I should have.
It's all right. Those are two good dates. You want to fill those up. Factory in New Brunswick.
Yeah, and then Ann Arbor Comedy Club, New Year's Eve. And then check out the podcast, Tuesdays with Stories. We got an epic on there this week.
Why? Who is it?
My Louis C.K. story.
What? Oh, what a great story.
Oh, what? Dinger. How have we not heard this?
I had sex with Louis C.K.
No, didn't.
You didn't.
It was great.
How do we not talk about this story?
Well, you should go listen to it on Tuesdays with Stories.
I want to.
First of all, I called him. Me and Joe are working on a little something.
Oh, it's
and
big.
I called him, and he was like, yeah, I'm going, I'm sorry I can't talk to you. I'm going to, he's by the water walking around with his girl. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to meet Louis on his yacht. And I was like, what? Exactly. And then he fucking hung up on me. I gotta go.
I didn't hang up.
You hung up.
Eventually I did, because you were doing a bit where you were like, okay, I'll let you go. But then you kept doing a thing and talking. I was like, I really have to go. And you made it so I had to hang up, which was annoying. And then also Louis was on the fucking sea waving at me, throwing
was
line.
He?
Yeah.
You had to go be the first mate?
Yeah, but it wasn't his yacht. It was like he has like
did
another
you go fishing?
Boat.
What'd you do?
He has like a beater fuck around boat.
Oh, a little boat.
Yeah, so we went on a little boat.
Then you went on his big boat.
Well,
you took the little boat to the big boat. I saw you on the big boat.
No big boat.
I saw a picture of you.
Oh, that was the ferry. Everyone thought the ferry was... That's hilarious. People were like, how big is that fucking boat?
Well, he has a 45-foot yacht.
Wow. Yeah, you could see it in comedians in cars getting coffee.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy.
Why did he invite you on there? Did he see you and like you and want to be friends?
No, we had sex. We had a nice... he's a sweet guy.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
He took fucking CK jizz all over your chest.
No.
Did he shave his balls?
What do you got, Dante, besides fucking shitty rings and muscles?
Do I wind up the Muslim thing? Can I do that?
Yep.
I'm going to put my rings on so you can focus. I'm going to just keep my hands
down.
It's money in politics is the big thing. It's the fact that money is controlling politics and the people are not being represented because all the corporations are controlling the politicians. And the fact that when we caucus, we caucus one state at a time.
You say caucus is literally annoying everybody in the universe.
Why is that?
People who aren't listening to the show will actually be annoyed at you going caucus.
It's better than a shitty
Boston
accent.
Yeah, but you sound like a fucking
accent.
Yenta from Long Island.
No, really.
When we caucus.
All right, so Iowa has the first caucus, and I'm going to say it one more time. And that is not representative of the country, and if we did all of the states simultaneously, then everybody would be represented, because whoever wins in Iowa, yeah, the rest of the candidates get knocked off and they start to lose campaign finance. So we need to change, take the money out of the campaign finance, yep, take the money out of politics, and we need to have all the caucuses simultaneously throughout the whole country.
The only thing I heard was caucus. Okay. That's all I... All right,
well,
everything else just went right out.
All right. Well, what are you going to do?
Where are you going to be, buddy?
New Year's, I'll be at Stand Up New York.
No shit.
Great club.
Whole weekend.
I take it all back. I love Stand Up New York. I got upset because they lit me early.
It was a shitty...
And
it
I ate it.
It was a shitty room, though.
Yeah, I just got annoyed because they lit me early. And yeah, DeBono was fucking great. Even before I knew he was a fucking ninja.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. I didn't mean to come on.
I like DeBono. He's always been a great guy, and he's got OCD.
Mm. Like, oh,
he's
right?
Oh, he's out of his fucking mind.
He's got to turn the doorknob 5 times before he goes.
Yeah,
he's got problems.
You got to get him on and tell him the story about how he had sex with a porn star, but he wouldn't have sex with her because he told her she had AIDS, but then he went down on her the whole time.
That's how you get the AIDS.
he didn't think so, though. So,
No, because I feel bad. Because earlier I was like, I'm trying to work new shit. I'm trying to write my new material, and I said cut his time, but I didn't mean it that he's not doing that.
Right.
I just meant it's upsetting because if I'm gonna get cut my time,
and he was hosting,
let me
he
know because I'm trying to work on fucking new shit here.
Yeah.
As opposed, you know, he's trying to get him warmed up. So I'm like, have him warm up for 8 minutes less, and let me fucking do my time. I didn't mean it to be negative against. I don't want to. I just don't want Bob to be like, hey, what the fuck, you hate me?
Fucking put you in a nice Uma Plata.
But that's just because I'm friends with him. I respect and like him, not because he'll beat me up.
Stop stressing out, Joe.
But that too.
I know. Jesus
and Dante,
Christ.
I'm afraid he's going to beat me up too.
What about Kelly?
We got it. Hey,
Kelly,
buddy.
You look great. The hair is amazing.
Oh, really?
I mean that.
Really?
Thank you
so much. I appreciate that.
What do we got in the chat room?
Nothing right now.
Jeez. That Muslim
is there
stuff,
other
really?
People there?
We have a lot of people watching. They're just watching. They're not.
All right.
They're not interacting.
Okay, all right. Cool. What do you got, Kelly? Besides luscious fat, let me just see.
They really do.
Oh my God!
One second, Kelly. Yeah, one second. One second.
You're turning me on.
For good old Bob.
For good old Bob.
Just undo the flannel real quick.
Yeah, take a tit out.
No, not
a tit. No,
I've never taken a tit.
I don't want to see your tit.
I do.
Hang on. Let me.
Fun.
Joe, let me do this.
Joe,
let me do this.
Sorry.
Just unbutton that one flannel button. I just want to see one thing.
Kelly, I'm here.
I know, but I've got rolls in my stomach now, so I'm embarrassed about my stomach.
You don't have to back. I don't want to see your stomach. You keep
nothing
your shirt.
Nothing wrong with a little cushion for the push-up.
Keep your shirt together. Right. Now just undo this. Just do this. Mm. Keep the shirt together. Just do this.
Oh, okay.
Like, undo, you know what I'm saying? Like, do
Yeah.
Like so that. Hold that. Wow. No, wait. No. I didn't see. Oh. Move the fucking thing. Move this. No, move your fucking shitty homemade fucking. I don't have enough. No, wait.
One, two, three.
Wait. I just want you to laugh. One time. I went and go, ha, ha, ha. That was a huge. Ready? Wait a minute. Where's her camera? Right here? Move that water. Go ahead. One.
God.
Wait. Okay. Ready? Yep. Zoom in.
Mm.
No, 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 I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead. One, two, three, go.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are, Kelly, they're you huge. Need to stay big.
Yeah.
No, I feel horrible. Yeah. My stomach is touching each other's. I got seven of them here. Like, boom, 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 boom.
I don't
my
I
arms are huge.
I like when those nipples point straight down.
No, no, they point up. We're good.
Really?
Lost everything.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Sorry.
What happened?
Everything just happened.
Okay. We're good.
We lost it all.
We're
all
good.
Over.
Anyway,
we're good. We're good.
Besides
we're good.
My boobies, Kelly Bistuca.
Lost this. Hang on.
I'm sorry.
This is gone. We had this fucking whole thing. God damn it.
My boobies broke the internet.
Yeah.
I'm a regular Kardashian. What up?
Kardashian. All right. What do you got, Kelly?
Yeah, KellyFistuca.com. I'll be in Perth, Adelaide, and Melbourne in Australia at the beginning of the year. And because I'm going to miss a Christmas show, let me just get something out of my bag.
Hey, real fast. Adrian from the Sam Roberts Show wants to know, are you doing the toy drive this year?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking about that.
Yeah,
our buddy in Philly wants to know.
I'll tell you, I was away in Canada. That's what threw it off this year. I was away in Canada. I think it's a little too late to do it, but let me try to get something together this week, and maybe we can do a little something-something. And bring the toys to somewhere. I just think it's a little too late right now.
Or do it in January. The kids still need shit.
Hmm.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Nah, it's weird.
For Martin Luther King Day. That guy was good.
I just was in... my wife, blah, blah, blah. I was away. I came back. I was like, are we doing this? She's like, I didn't. She was like, I can't do it. She helped. She actually, my wife last year did most of it. She did a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Getting the groups, finding the people, making the calls. I flaked
out.
You
said an Italian then.
Yeah, I fucked up. I feel bad. But I'm still going to donate to kids. So we can, I can try to find something that you can donate, and we can do it in the name of, you know. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'll do this. Let's do this. If you want to send something, what's the address here, Scopo?
117 McDougal Street.
What's the zip code?
I had to look that
up. My God. never know it.
It's fucking idiot.
No. You
fucking
idiot.
I told you to fucking have that.
It's always
but
worse.
I'm a fucking bully, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't memorize addresses.
You're supposed to memorize this one. You're supposed to have it. Fans are supposed to send shit in all the fucking time.
Yeah, when you say
fans
that,
are supposed
I
to
can
send
look
shit
it up.
Fans are supposed to send shit in
1-0-0-1-2.
You don't fucking know it, right?
Don't give out the wrong address.
Say it. Say what I want to say.
It's not my job. He's supposed to know it. He's supposed to...
No, but you yell at him for it.
Yeah.
No.
10012 fuckfaces, all right?
Lauren's not going to yell at him. She should know it, too. She should have tapped you when it's this.
10012.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you. Dante.
It's a good episode,
you know my therapist? He said, you have to just accept Chris for the idiot that he is.
You
he
talking about that. Chris in therapy?
Did he say
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
No, I don't fucking talk about it.
What the fuck are you with me for?
Just let it go.
All right.
Let it go.
Let it go.
One with the wind and sky. Okay.
Kelly, can you sing that song for me?
So like about, hold on. Is that Kelly? She's self-conscious about her body, but she's really working on the head. Look at the hair, the glasses.
Really?
All right, we get it. You fucking OC. The hair, we get it.
Your face looks terrific.
She's great to get head from.
I love Joe.
Oh, my soda?
So, is that a no for the toy drive?
Well, what's the address? Fat
117 McDougal Street, 10012.
New York, New York.
New York, well,
care
obviously.
Of Roberto
care
Kelly.
Of YKW, thank you, Deepu, for fucking siding with me for one time in your life.
That's not true. Stop being a bully.
bully.
Bob's a bully.
Bobby the bully. No question about it.
All right, check it out. Fuck you.
Not a bully, just frustrated.
More of a Nazi. Fine. More.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Fuck you with Nazi. Don't say that these times. Are you ready?
What's up? Oh, yeah. I'm going to miss the Christmas episode because I have to go back to Australia on Monday.
Asshole.
It was like $1,500 to change the flight.
Yeah.
It's too much money.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah, I know. No. He's not going to be here either.
Oh, well, I got you something for Christmas. Anyway, I got you some candy canes.
Yeah, I'm on a diet.
Well, you knew this dawn and, you know, a and Max or whatever.
Wow, 12.
Or you can leave them in the studio and have them 12, next week.
They're called Bobs.
Hey, leave them in the studio. We can just use those to decorate.
Yeah, you can have them.
Okay, we'll use these to decorate. Thank you, Kelly.
You got it, darling.
Very sweet of you.
Thank you for having me back, though. Again, I really appreciate you letting me hang out a few times.
When do you come back again?
Well, I have to be back before May 3rd. I'll cross those fingers, Joseph. Before May 14th. Otherwise, my green card is put in jeopardy. So before May 14th.
So you'll be back. Good. We'll see you then, all right?
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
And the tour drive, if you guys want to send something, send it to the address that Scopo gave, and I will make sure that we give it to them. Send it there. Because we didn't even set up the P.O. box. We had a P.O. box. We had all this shit last year, and it's my fault. But if you want to do that, we'll make sure in the name of – we'll all go to a hospital near me in the foster home I know of, and we'll make sure the kids get the stuff.
Oh, and speaking of that, on Saturday, I'm going to an abortion clinic to help women walk in. There you go. Oh. Boom. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. That's great.
I also am going to – never mind.
No.
You're sending people there.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Chris, what do you got?
Go to @ Chris Scopo on Twitter. And then at ChrisScopo.com.
Saddest plug on earth.
Every week.
I got nothing. I'm not Deepu. I don't plug shows in the city, so I got nothing going on.
Uh-oh. Boy, oh, boy.
I haven't plugged
a show in a month.
You just did last week.
He's like Eeyore.
The audition. I talked about the audition I had.
I got to plug something. I didn't plug my podcast, Bass Phillip Show on the Riotcast Network.
Yeah.
Also, you need to manage a bitch, hit me and save me.
White guys listen to the show.
They know what that is.
He's not talking about the dog. He's not Justin Silver.
They know.
He's actually talking about your wife. You know, the one that went to college.
Bitch. The manager bitch.
The mother of your children.
That won't lick your balls. Absolutely. SaveMeDante@gmail.com. I do one-on-one consultation.
Can I do one and record it?
I would love you to do it.
That'd be awesome.
All right.
Just say it to Don. Don't yell at you the whole time.
Don will tell fucking me and Dante to go fuck himself.
No fucking way, Bobby.
I should go fuck an electrician. What do you got, Bubba?
@ Lauren Kuber on Twitter and same on Instagram.
All right, what do you got, Deepu?
You can check out my website, twitch.tv/R2Deepu. All my links are there. New Year's, I'll be at home jerking off.
Hey!
In order to keep the listeners, we should do the plugs in reverse.
Yeah.
What do I got?
These numbskulls.
What do I got?
This weekend, if you're listening live, December 10th, 11th, 12th, you'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa.
Yeah, big show in Tampa this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
You love that club, huh?
I fucking love it. And I'm going, I love down because my pal Mike Kalt is down there.
A cowhead.
Cowhead. Mm. He's not cowhead anymore, but yeah, used to be. And I love seeing him, and I love doing the show, and I love, you know, everybody on the show. I fucking love being down there. And the club's great. I mean, yeah, it's a little fucking tiny shithole club, but the crowds are amazing. Bobby's awesome who runs it. Everybody who there runs it. They know, you know what they know? They know how I like the show to be. And they fucking run it that way when I'm there.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're cool. Like
every
that.
Time I'm on you, you're talking, raving about that club.
Yeah. I have you on before Tampa.
Mm.
So there you go. What else I got?
The 8th and 9th of January at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights.
Yes, I can't wait for
check
that.
Check that out. And then 14th, 15th.
One of my favorite clubs. Another club.
Yeah.
Not the best, you know. It's in a fucking hotel. Greatest crowds, great people.
And why? Because it's in Jersey.
I love fucking Jersey crowds. Absolutely. I'm big. Jersey's my people. I really believe that. I just love doing it. But the club, it's just, they've been running it for years. The two people who own it are sweethearts. Everybody who works there is a fucking doll.
Could you put in a word for me?
Yeah. I wish you could middle there for me.
No, the headline.
I mean, yeah.
I got bills, dog.
Yeah, well, you got a lot of money, dude.
That's true.
Joe's killing it. He's never home anymore. Every weekend, you're gone.
He's a fucking, he's a headliner now.
Thanks, guys.
Go to Robert Kelly Live. What else do I got? Anything else?
And the 14th, 15th, 16th, you're at the Comics at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, that's a great show, too. I think Stavros and KC are coming with me on that one.
Who's KC?
KC.
Aurora.
Yeah, you know, I forget to book that shit. Like, hey, you want to come with me? And, you know, if you call me up and go, hey, I want to come on that date, I go, okay. And I just put it in there. That's what they did. So it's cool. So there you go. If you want to be on my shows, all you have to do is fucking just remind me. I just ask. That's it. And I'll find out.
Casey's lovely.
I love Stavros.
Yeah.
I love him.
Sorry about your dog, Robert.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, Kelby, I love you, buddy, and I'm glad you're up
you
there.
You did a beautiful thing. Good closure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about your dog, but I already left that in a voicemail the day it happened.
Jesus Christ.
There's no problem.
Can't wait to be friends with just actors. I really can't wait to know.
Could you put in a word for me in that show, too? I feel like I'd make a good nerd. Hey, I play bass. Because every show needs a white guy that fucking...
That show does not need... Every show in the world is fucking nerds. You nerds.
That's what it is.
You nerds are taking over.
Yeah, because for a while I was
angry.
The
show is about bullies.
For a while
it's about rock and roll stars. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm shooting... I just shot a...
Enough with you. We get it. You're doing great. What else you got?
Yeah, you shot something big, right?
John Wick 2.
John Wick 2.
One of my... that's a good movie.
Yeah.
John Wick is a great movie. Now he's in John Wick 2. Guaranteed he dies.
No, I don't die.
Guaranteed he makes it through the whole movie and is in John Wick 3. Yeah, what do you play? What do you play, a demon?
I play John Leguizamo's hitman.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now we know Leguizamo dies. That's great.
Anyway.
Oh, he hires you.
All right, see how the show wraps up? Around 2 hours now, so there we go.
I like it.
We did a fucking... I'm trying to rework this. I got shit yesterday from some dildo on fucking Instagram. Mm,
what happened?
You know, I hate the... Here's the deal. He said... want me to read what he said?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't like these internet bullies, these people.
Bullies.
Broadband bullies.
Oh. Joey, what did you write on that cup thing? You wrote my name.
Oh, I didn't hear that you. I didn't listen
wrote
to
your
you
name
slamming
and I wrote
me,
name and
Bobby.
When?
Last show. I heard I was got a good beating.
Oh, you guys. I always love slamming you.
Oh, yeah. Lewis was.
Lewis
questioning the consultation.
Yeah, Lewis. Yeah, which is funny because Lewis is a bitch for not smoking weed because of his wife. Now he's not with her. Bitch.
Well, Jesus.
I'll tell him you said that.
Well, yeah, Lewis actually also did say that you. He also did say that you could take him and that he would never ever want to be in a fight with you.
Yeah, I would. I love Lewis. Yeah. I love him to death.
It was all love. It's all love. Yeah. Shut up, DP. You bloody dubbing people.
I'm a real guy shit starter, aren't I?
What'd the guy say?
Can't find it? Did you lose your train of thought, Bobby?
I did. I got fucking stupid as sparkly fist.
We started talking just to fill in the fucking dead air while you're looking
here
for
this. Here we go. No, you guys are great. Here we go. You ready? Here you go. Ready?
Bobby didn't even... He just put his phone down.
So I wanted to, you know, my dog was up there pitching. Everybody was beautifully so nice, man. I was so happy. Social media, they were fucking just sweethearts the other day. Really, really touched me. And then this guy, DL84, on Instagram, he goes, too many people. So I just wanted to take the dog and repost the podcast,
right,
which was a phenomenal show last week with Lewis and Dan and everybody, right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was a great time.
Okay.
So I just wanted to put that up, and I just reposted. You know, I've been listening while at work. I just want to bite Kelly's arm, which
Yay.
Is hilarious. It's funny. This guy writes, no, I didn't say, hey, let me know what you think. Here's my show. Give me a review. I just said, here it is. I retweeted. I didn't. It's not for not fans.
Right.
I just wanted to let you know who's on.
Right.
And it's up, right? Too many people trying to get their jokes in. Seems like a clusterfuck. So I write back. Hey, at DL84. You realize I didn't ask for a review of the show. I just wanted people who do like the show to know who was on it. You like interview shows. I get it. So in the nicest way possible, no one asked what your thoughts were on the podcast, you judgmental old broad. And then he has to go right for the jugular.
Oh, shit.
It made me laugh. Robert Kelly Live. Well, extremely fat Bobby.
Oh, fuck.
Right? I've been a fan since the beginning. No, you haven't.
No.
That's a fucking lie. Was just an opinion. Who knew comics? I love how he throws all comics now. Mm. They just say comics can't. Because you've been a cunt to other comics. That's exact. You.
This is not new. This is not new.
You've been a cunt and been fucking, you know, to other comics. That's why you lump. It's just me, by the way, not comics.
Right.
Who knew comics were such pussies when it came to others' opinions?
Mm. I love how if you slam someone back on like Twitter and they go, "What are you so sensitive?"
It's like, yeah.
I go like this.
Yeah, well,
I'm a little fucking sensitive, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But here it is. Ready? I go at DL84. You're not a fan at all. Fans of the show actually like the show. Look up the word fan. You're not one. You said it stinks. too many people trying to be get their joke in, unquote. That's exactly what my show is, dummy. It's what comics do when we're all together. Bust balls, one up each other, and be funny. And as far as me being a pussy, I was just giving you my opinion about what you about you and you got all hot under the collar. So I guess we're both pussies. Here's the problem with that. So you gave me your opinion. I said go fuck yourself. I think your opinion stinks. Here's why. Right. I didn't just say fuck you. Right. Here's why. I don't think you like this type of show. You're not a fan. Blah blah. And then I give my opinion back, and I'm a pussy.
And you're a pussy.
I can't take it. I took it and gave my opinion back. You can't take it. And then he unfollowed. And then fucking went into the dust.
Unfollowed you.
Hey, fuck you. Look at me. Fucking goodbye. All he is. You like an interview? You like a nice quiet NPR show? Go fucking listen to him. You like people fucking trying to be funny?
You know you can erase people's comments on Instagram. Just erase it. Don't even get into it with them.
No, because it took me so long to get all that wording and the grammar right.
Just erase it.
I asked Don like nine times, is this comma correct? So no, I'm kind of proud of it.
But these people, he's suffering. His life is worthless. That's what he gets. That's the only value he has is I can write and Bobby will hear it. Bobby will read it. So he's valueless.
And also he's wrong.
I'll tell you he's wrong. This is why he's wrong. This is why he's not a troll. He was actually a fucking delusional idiot thinking he's a fan, and he's not, I think. Well, who the fuck knows?
It's also wrong because there was mainly three people talking on that podcast and five people just laughing.
Here's the reality of it. Ready? It was a great show.
It's a great show.
And the fans of this show are the fucking best fans in the world, I think. And this is one of the funniest podcasts on the fucking planet. If you don't think so, move the fuck on, because the people who do love the show, you're the best.
Which is normal behavior from people that aren't suffering internally. They go, I don't like this. And then they go on with their lives. Yeah, they don't reach out to the person doing the show.
If you have something else to do.
And tag them and go, hey, I just wanted to let you know, I think you suck. That's an illness. That's not a normal fucking behavior.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
You go, oh, this sucks. And then you move on and go do something else with your life.
Exactly.
But it gives you value, so you're feeding into this guy.
No, I felt good to get it out. So anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
The people who do love the show, I love you. Joe, Dante, Kelly,
thanks,
Chris,
Bobby.
I don't care for the
Lauren.
Show myself, but it's a good vehicle for me.
Going on my third week, no sugar, no grains.
And congratulations.
30 job. Minutes Excellent. On the treadmill, first time I worked out since a long time. So back in the mix. And
I haven't had any sugar since this guy left a comment on my Instagram.
You guys are the best fans in the world. You know what, dude? Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.